KXNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free, long-distance me, we have much to talk about. Don't forget tomorrow is the blanket drive. Oh, it's here. Thank you all for dropping blankets off here at the station. If you can't get the blankets, we will take donations, $5 blankets. You know what? Let's do this. Let's absolutely do this. Drop the blankets off either at one or two places. here at the station. That is 265 Union. You can drop them off. We have curbside pickup from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. here at 265 Union. Drive up to the front of the building. You will see one of our workers in their Kelly Green T-shirts. Hand them your blanket and be on your way. All right? Or you can come on down to 3035 Bell. That is the George Washington Carver House, 3035 Bell. We'll also have pickup and drop-off there. 3035 Bell, the blanket drive. Bring your blankets. Bring yourself. Bring it on. Come on. Let's get some blankets. This year, let us break our record. Come on. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Did I say we need you? We need you. Tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m., live broadcast from George Washington Carver House, 3035 Bell. Let's get it on. Let's do this. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back. Stay with me.
Thursday at noon to 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
For a look at the world news that matters most to you, tune in to AM 920 WGNU's Global News Updates, weekday mornings 7:45, 8:45, and 9:45, weekday evenings at 6:45. Sponsored by Reasonable Construction, 314-382-2200.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
You're the best adventure person in Dixon. Comedy Cuban Donna in Dixon. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Hey, Rudolph. Whoa, Rudolph. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Oh my goodness. All right, y'all. I'm gonna say it. I don't know if Russia has much over us. Democratic Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota hospitalized. What does that mean? If he dies, that means the Republicans control the United States Senate. Because if he dies, then the Republican governor of South Dakota would appoint a replacement. Who you think he's going to appoint? All of a sudden, dig this, Senator Tim Johnson, who rarely gives interviews, just so happened to be talking to reporters. All of a sudden, he started stuttering. He said, I can't answer any more questions. And then he came back and said, yeah, I can. And then he said he wasn't feeling well. And then he's just 60. And all of a sudden, he's in the hospital. They say it was a stroke. It wasn't a stroke. Nobody is saying anything about his health. Wait a minute. If he is gone, then that means the Republicans control the United States Senate. And I don't know about you, but I got kind of chilled when there was a statement from the White House. Our thoughts and prayers are with Senator Johnson and his family, said the White House. It doesn't say that they're hoping for him to get better, does it? Let me read the quote to you, because I'm just saying. The White House issued a statement saying, our thoughts and prayers are with Senator Johnson and his family, okay? Which way are you hoping that this goes? Which way are your thoughts directed? Come on now. Democrats have already measured the drapes. Senator Leahy is out here saying what kind of investigation he's going to ask for when the Democrats come into the majority in the White House. The Democrats have said there's a report that came, or a story that came out yesterday, saying that with the Democrats in control of the House and the Democrats in control of the Senate, they were planning to cut the interest rates with Pell Grants in half, from 6% back to 3%. Leahy was talking about all the hearings that he was going to have. Oops, better check him for radiation poisoning. Now the question is, okay, all right. If he doesn't die, what happens? Let me just tell you this. Allow you to roll your mental Rolodex to this image. Strom Thurmond. He had an assistant that wheeled him around in his wheelchair. He didn't know up from down, down from up. After all, he was 185. You know, all you could hear him say is, "Where's my hood? Where's my hood at?" It's probably the only coherent sentence he could get out his mouth. He didn't recognize people. But that didn't stop him from serving in the Senate. The only thing that stops you from serving in the Senate is if you resign or if you die when you're in office. Well, and also, I guess a dead man can stop you from serving in the Senate, too. Ask John Ashcroft. Whoo! What do you suppose the conversations are amongst the United States Democratic senators and Republican senators? I'm telling you, everybody needs to get their Geiger counters out. Check for radiation. The spokesperson, Johnson's Senator Tim Johnson's spokesperson, and again, no, Senator Johnson is only 59. He doesn't turn 60 until December 28th. His spokesperson is saying that he did not suffer a stroke or a heart attack, maybe an aneurysm. Know this, Senator Biden was out for 8 months when he had an aneurysm. One senator served, never went back to the Capitol. Served until his time was up. Remember Strom Thurmond. They rolled him around in a wheelchair with an assistant. He was 190 years old. Didn't know up from down, down from up, right from left, left from right. Didn't know Jack. And he served as a United States Senator until he retired. And he stayed there because of the same reason, the fragile majority. Fragile meaning the numbers. Democrats won a 51-49 majority. Minus one, that means 50-49, plus one, with Dick Cheney, makes it 50-50. 50-50. My goodness gracious, I guess nobody should measure the drapes. What do you suppose they are saying on Capitol Hill right now? What do you suppose they're saying? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get up. Get to me. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Blanket drive, blanket drive, blanket drive, blanket drive is tomorrow. Irene J. Smith and I will be broadcasting live from the George Washington Carver House. That's 3035 Bell. The George Washington Carver House, 3035 Bell. Bring your blankets on. Bring your support on. Bring it on. We have hearts to warm all over the city of St. Louis. And we'd also like your participation on Saturday. We will be handing the blankets out on Saturday at 8 o'clock. We'll be gathering once again at the George Washington Carver House. Come on, y'all. Let's do this. Let's do this. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather This hour's traffic is sponsored by Open from American Express. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270, the traffic is building. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, stop and go traffic. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for congestions in the right lanes. Westbound 270 from 367 through 170 looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravois, look for slow traffic as you head up to the 44 merge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank through the landing. Look for normal traffic. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy volume coming in from the Illinois side of the river. Northbound Route 3 at the PSB is flowing freely at this hour. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue all the way to the 5570 split looks good. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small business. To learn more, visit open.com or call today 1-800-NOW-OPEN. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning and early afternoon and becoming partly sunny with a high in the mid-60s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 40. For Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the 60s as well. Currently, we have 46 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 48. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, everything that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union, 3425 Union, 3425 Union. Get your shop on. Christmas is right around the corner. I know y'all have shopping to do. And if you can't think of what you want to get somebody, why don't you get them a gift card from Sears at 3425 Union. My name is Liz Brown. When you get your shop on, tell them I told you to.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Réveillon feasts, free concerts, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. Animals have always mattered to me, so that's why we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions. Join us as our special guests and I examine puppy mills, parrots, turtles, ferrets, and answer your questions about pet care. For 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week, join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales, Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Hello, this is Liz Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day. The heat is on. The blanket drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local.
That's why Liz Brown is adding the Automatic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal, and you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Aldermanic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, make these reindeer hurry when the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas until my baby's here. Fill my sock with candy, an old bright and shiny toy. You wanna make me happy and fill my heart with joy. Then Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me. Please make these reindeer hurry.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Patrick Leahy said, we have a duty to repair the damage done to our system of government over the last few years. America's privacy is the price the Bush administration is willing to pay for the cavalier way it is spawning new data banks. Privacy rights belong to the people, not to the government. Oh, Lord. And then there was Tim. Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota in the hospital. We need a Geiger counter. We need a Geiger counter. I'm telling you. And what is interesting to me, given what this illness of the illness of Senator Tim Johnson, how significant it is, how impactful it is, how it would change the world of politics. There is not one single audio bite on that story that we have to play for you today. This is a huge story. This is huge. Do you know how nasty George Bush, I mean, he's been acting nasty lately. Do you know how nasty he will be if the Republicans get their majority back? The only problem is that Dick Cheney won't have any time to shoot his friends in the face and the chest. He would have to be at the Senate all the time to break those ties. Well, maybe he'll just start shooting folks. He'll get good to them. You know, I mean, does this mean that the United States, given the majority and given what is at stake, does this mean that they need to encase all United States senators in a bubble? They all need to be bubble boys and bubble girls out here. This is a big deal. What do y'all think? You think it's worth raising the question of conspiracy? You think it's worth doing a little radiation check? A little Geiger counter check out here. Senator Leahy has said, he gave a speech, ensuring liberty and security through checks and balance. Leahy has been a clearly stated about his concerns about Bush's tactics on his so-called war on terror. Leahy has said he opposes warrantless domestic spying. Leahy has said he believes this violates the law. But as the minority in Congress, he couldn't hold any hearings or pass any legislation to stop or to revise the programs. We are way overdue in catching up to the erosion of privacy, said Senator Leahy. This will be one of our highest priorities. Oops. Democratic Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota is in the hospital, undisclosed reasons. He started stuttering during a conversation with the press. He tried to rally, could not come back and rally. He told his aides, "I feel sick." They rushed him to the hospital. It must be nice to have that kind of care. I bet he doesn't pay a dime. Johnson became disoriented during a conference call with reporters yesterday. He then walked back to his Capitol office. The Capitol physician came to his office, examined him, and said he should go to the hospital. He was taken to the hospital by noon. His office had issued a statement that he had suffered a possible stroke and was undergoing a comprehensive evaluation by the stroke team. Democratic Senator, Majority Leader Harry Reid went to the hospital to check on Johnson. He called Johnson a dear friend to me and all of us here in the Senate. Johnson, and check this out. Here's the other piece of this. Johnson is up for re-election in 2008, so 2 years from now. So he has to hang on for 2 years. One 877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Congresswoman Maxine Waters told me she only drinks bottled water. I understand why. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, no matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Hello, this is Liz Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day. The heat is on. The blanket drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
The show you can't resist is coming back. Mamma Mia, the guaranteed get-happy hit about a mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget.
I should not have let you go.
Packed with ABBA's greatest hits, it's got audiences dancing in the aisles all around the world. Now it's your turn to have the time of your life one more time.
Coming to the Fox January 2nd through 7th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Tickets on sale now. 314-534-1111 or MetroTix.com. Sponsored by American Airlines.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Bells will be ringing.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much business to tend to. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, Liz. About the Senator Tom Johnson. Unless he dies, he can keep his seat, right?
That is correct.
And
unless he dies or resigns.
And you were speaking about Strom Thurmond. I mean, he was like a walking dead man or riding in a wheelchair, but he had to have his handlers every step of the way. So that's a good sign. Unless he dies, he can still keep his seat. And it reminds me of when this powerful Senator Wellstone from Minnesota, he had that same position. He was powerful, and the Democrats would be in power, and his wife and him and another person were killed on the air crash, in a plane crash. So we talk about what's happening in Russia. It's just my opinion the same things are happening here, because I can look at Carnahan, his mysterious plane crash. So
he still won, isn't that something?
That's the only difference. So we just have to pay attention, because when we point our fingers, it's what's happening somewhere else. It's happening right here in the United States of America.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. get up, get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
How long have you been on the air now?
Oh, I don't know. A few years now.
I know I've been listening to you that long, and I know it's Christmas when I hear Eartha.
I know
it's Christmas.
You know it's Christmas.
And I hear it on your station, so I just say, wow, it's that time of year again. And also, I want to commend you as an admirable thing that you do with your blanket drive. That is just wonderful. That's good. We need more stuff like that. Unfortunately, we don't have. Our government should be taking care of that, but that's another story. But getting to your water situation that you said, Maxine, I would drink bottled water, prepackaged food, and randomly selected places where I would eat. Because this is a reality TV show here, seemingly. And this kind of stuff may seem like it's a... coincidental that with such a razor edge lead of one individual and the world can change on that one individual's death. So all senators should be walking on eggshells, especially the lower profile ones, because the higher profile ones, it would seem awfully suspicious if Kennedy or someone like that, unfortunately, would have to fall ill mysteriously. But you are correct. You would think that this would be headline news all over, big, big deal because of the implications that the ramifications of something like this could lead to. So be careful, everyone. Watch what you eat.
There
you
go.
Get that Geiger counter out.
Get the Geiger counter out.
You be good and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. I just wanted to hear some more about, I believe you mentioned the filing of impeachment papers a day or two ago.
I mentioned that, absolutely, because they were filed by Cynthia McKinney.
And I have not, we had the power outage 5 days last week here in North County, and I have not heard a thing about it on local news. So I just wanted to hear more about that.
I wish I had her statement in front of me. I don't have her statement in front of me, but she made a statement that she was filing the articles of impeachment. She filed them because they have to be filed. She filed them because they were consistent with the positions that she's taken. She filed them because no one else would file them. She filed them in an effort to force the Democratic Party to have to deal with this. And it is interesting that the blackout that you referred to, or the power outage, let me put it that way,
yes.
The power outage that occurred last week, you wouldn't have heard anything even if the power had been on, because the news media did not. Why would they report it? She was right from the beginning, and she's right now.
Well, it's awfully funny, and I mean that in a very ironic sense, because without this senator that you just mentioned,
Tim Johnson,
he can't be impeached successfully.
Well,
because the Senate would have to convict him.
Well, that, but also the hearings that would be held. You know, they wouldn't be in control of the hearings.
Exactly my point.
Yep.
See, it goes to the House first,
mm-hmm.
and they decide whether to bring him up or to actually subject him to impeachment, and then it goes over to the Senate. And if they control the Senate, well...
There you go.
May I ask, because I don't have satellite or cable or anything, how did you come about the information?
That's just what I do.
Okay.
that's my job. That's my job.
I hear you, Professor.
All right.
Well, thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Morning, Liz. Power is the people.
Andrew, good morning.
Where are you finding these Geiger counters? Because I've been looking for one for about 10 years now.
apparently, you find them after you find yourself in the hospital. That's when they drag the Geiger counters out and say, oh, well, dang, I guess it's radiation.
Well,
I've been asking the hospitals, too. They don't seem to have one.
Uh-huh. Well, I can imagine that they don't want you to know all the places radiation is located in hospitals.
I've looked at fire department, hospitals, and it seems like they want you to go to the Department of Defense to find it.
I'm just saying, I don't know, but I'm just saying, it is awfully suspicious. It's awfully disconcerting that we have this man who's not even 60 dropping and in the hospital right now, and no word coming out about his state.
Yeah, I have a whole lot of family members doing that.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Yep. Do you think it has anything to do with 7 out of 10 Americans disapprove of the handling of the Iraq War? You think that that has anything to do with it? 7 out of 10. This is the highest percentage. 6 out of 10 say the war was not worth fighting. Bush's approval rating on Iraq has deteriorated further since early October. And Bush was supposed to come out with a report, and like the typical D student, okay, he got the Iraq study group report, and like the typical D student, Bush said, I'm not ready yet. I don't have my report ready yet. I'm not going to deliver it till after January. You can't rush me. And ain't that the position of the F student? No, I didn't get it done. Next thing you know, he's going to be saying, my dog ate it. My dog ate my Iraq study response. And I just got to say, bless his little heart. I know the poor D student, F student has got to be losing his mind. He's had to go and meet with these people. He's got to go meet with these people and listen to them talk about the same topic over and over and over again. The D student has got to be losing his mind. Can't you just hear him? Would you guys shut up already? I'm so sick and tired of talking about this Iraq thing. I don't know what to do. There is nothing more challenging. There is nothing more frustrating to the D and the F student to have to be forced to focus on something. And like the typical D and F student, and I'm not talking about the student that really is trying but can't get it. He's a D/F student by choice. He don't care to learn anything because he feels like he doesn't have to. That's why he doesn't have his Iraq study report done. I'm not going to have it until after the new year. Well, baby, your poll numbers aren't going to get any better. I guess maybe that's when the order went out. I had this poster when I was in college. It was two vultures sitting on a branch, having a conversation with each other, two hungry vultures. And as you know, vultures are a creature that wait for other animals to die in order to feed themselves. They have to wait for others to expire. And these two vultures are having this conversation with each other, and they're hungry, 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 hungry vultures. And then one of them looked at the other one and said, you know what? Patience, my rump. I'm going out and I'm going to kill something. That's kind of like what I'm thinking about that boy George. Patience? No, I'm going to go out and kill something. Democrat, Senator Tim Johnson of South Dakota finds himself hospitalized, and the majority of the Senate is up in the air. My name is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. Is that is a coincidence? I don't know.
Santa, honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger.
This old baloney is all made up. As a cover-up, 100%.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, father of Dodi Fayed, Princess Diana's boyfriend who was killed with her in a car crash nearly 10 years ago in Paris. Since then, the rumors swirled. Was the accident an accident? A French study recently said it was. Now a British study does, too. Former London Chief of Police Lord Stevens.
I'm satisfied that no attempt has been made to hold back information. And we are confident that the allegations made are unfounded.
Al-Fayed believes there was a royal plot to get rid of his son and Diana. The balance of power in the Senate hangs in the balance. South Dakota Senator Tim Johnson is in critical condition after undergoing brain surgery overnight.
You know, it just is.
Some of the last sounds uttered by Senator Tim Johnson before he was taken to George Washington University Hospital. Doctors there say he did not suffer a stroke or a heart attack, but his spokesman said late Wednesday that Johnson had not regained the ability to speak. Current and former top Democrats rushed to Johnson's bedside, including incoming Majority Leader Harry Reid. Should Johnson have to step down because of his condition, Republicans would likely regain control of the Senate. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Planning a holiday trip, the AAA says 65 million of us, that's a record, will travel over Christmas and New Year's, most by car. The Golden Globe nominations come out this hour.
A bumper crop of 184 feature films qualified for consideration this year, 119 dramas and 65 comedies or musicals. Nominations in 25 categories will be announced by Jessica Biel, Rosario Dawson, and Matthew Perry. The Golden Globes, awarded by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, are considered a barometer for the Academy Awards.
And they'll be handed out on January 15th. That's ABC's Dave Albert. And this is ABC News.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-500-2001. That's 1-800-500-2001. 1-800-500-2001.
Every student's probably thought about doing this at least once, but that's where it stopped, thinking about it. Not a Florida high school class president accused of using a computer to change his grades. Here's ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross.
Ryan Schrouder, a Cooper City, Florida high school senior, was charged with two felonies, tampering with public records and fraud, for allegedly using a school-issued computer to boost his grades and the grades of 19 other fellow students. Police arrested Ryan during the school lunch hour and walked him out in front of students and parents, which Ryan told ABC News he did not appreciate.
I said, can you put the handcuffs on me once we got? Nope, we got to put them on you right now. You know, behind your back and at the whole, you know, 9 yards, the whole works. felt like a murderer.
Ryan is the senior class president and a sergeant with the Broward County Sheriff's Explorer Program.
It's really a lot of heartache.
Ryan insists he's not guilty and that other students are to blame. I'm Brian Ross, ABC News.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, East St. Louis police are investigating a double shooting that killed one man. 32-year-old Nakia Jackson died Tuesday night after being shot in an apartment at the John DeShields Housing Project. Another victim is hospitalized in critical condition. No arrests have been made. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the breach of Ameren UE's Tomsock Reservoir. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Marty Elmore says initial reports indicated that there may have been people killed when more than 1.5 billion gallons of water was sent rushing into the Black River.
Preliminary reports indicated that we'd had actually a tractor-trailer truck washed off the roadway and possibly some other private vehicles, and that we had a house, at least one house, basically washed off the foundation, and we knew we had some folks unaccounted for in the early hours.
No one was killed, but three young children and their parents were injured when their home was swept away. Attorney General Jay Nixon yesterday filed suit against Ameren, seeking compensation and punitive damages for alleged negligence that led to the breach. A St. Peter's teen will spend a year in the St. Charles County Jail for a fatal crash. Brittany Wise was sentenced yesterday for the head-on crash that killed 39-year-old Cynthia Sitz Devanzo in January 2005. Wise pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter in October. Prosecutors say the then 16-year-old Wise had been partying the night before the accident and fell asleep at the wheel. Finally this hour, winter break is starting for thousands of college students, but the end of final exam stress may lead to a different kind of stress at home. Karen Levin Coburn, Washington University's Associate Vice Chancellor for Students, says students need a little time when they get home to recover from final exams. She also encourages parents not to do everything for their college students when they're home and to pay attention to younger siblings who may feel left out when their college-age brother or sister is visiting. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small business. To learn more, visit open.com or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Dave and Buster's. Northbound 270 Teson Ferry, there's an accident cleared. Traffic slowing near 55. Eastbound 70 at Florissant Road. Look for a disabled vehicle in the right lane and the shoulder, and it's backed up through 170. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street, there's an accident in the left shoulder, and it has traffic backing up to Illinois 203. Eastbound 40 between 141 and 270. Traffic's building there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for no delays. Eastbound 70 from Bryan through 79. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 55 at Virginia and Arsenal. You've got heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Looks like that's starting to stack up a bit. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Big Bend. It is stop-and-go. And westbound 70 from 79 through T.R. Hughes. Look for road construction. Right lane's closed, and that's causing some delays. And westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow from the Illinois Bank on in. Westbound 5570 from 2 to the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp's starting to stack up. And westbound 64 at 15th all the way into 5570. Looks like slow traffic there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Dave and Buster's. Give and receive this holiday. Buy a gift card from Dave and Buster's and get up to $20 in free gameplay for yourself. Eat, drink, play, and be merry at Dave and Buster's. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies this morning and early afternoon and becoming partly sunny with a high in the mid-60s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Currently, we have 47 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 47 as well. Stay tuned now for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
We have our eye on the loo.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting. Hand-picked school board members. Up-and-coming elections. Recalls. Battles in Jefferson City. Knockdown dragouts at the Board of Aldermen.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Irene J. Smith. Irene J. Smith, good morning.
Good morning. Blanket drive.
Blanket drive, blanket drive, blanket drive. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It's already here. It's tomorrow, Irene. Mm-hmm. How's it going out here? What are you hearing out
well,
here?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had some folks who directed me to go purchase some blankets for them, and it was, the pickings was slim. Folks are out there buying blankets,
right,
and we appreciate it. And our homeless sisters and brothers appreciate it even more, and grandmothers who are in homes that don't have a lot of heat.
Right.
So get with it. don't have no excuse. We got folks in green T-shirts in the street.
That's right.
On Union.
That's right.
265 Union tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to have curbside pickup here at the station at 265 Union. Like Irene said, folks in green T-shirts will be meeting you at the curb to take your blankets from you. And those of you that want to join us at 3035 Bell at the George Washington Carver House, come on down from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. The Blanket Drive, the third annual wake-up call Blanket Drive. Irene and I will be there. A lot of surprise guests are going to come in. We're going to have the wonderful Glee Club from Central performing. I'm so excited, Irene. It's going to be so much fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. And we'll have hot chocolate. We'll have donuts. And we
cardiac arrest.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the holiday season. You're entitled to a little bit of indulgence, okay? Just don't overdo it. Hot chocolate, coffee, donuts, all of that and so much more tomorrow morning. The third annual wake-up call, Blanket Drive, 3035 Bell. Bring your $5 blankets. We're going to exceed our record this year.
Yes, we are. And the first war, we got the challenge out there.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. 100 blankets. We'll be back, folks.
We passed that.
Yes, you did. We'll be back.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis.
Sponsored by Reasonable Construction. Stop putting it off.
Hello, this is Liz Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day. The heat is on. The Blanket Drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Irene J. Smith. Irene, welcome back. Big doings this Friday.
Big doings.
In the city of St. Louis. What we got going on here?
Well, there's been a special committee from the state that's formed, a special committee on school choice. Is having a public hearing at Harris Stowe at 3 p.m., although they said the committee session begins at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Come out, give your testimony regarding school so-called choice, but this is about vouchers, and this is about taking public dollars and giving them to private institutions who can't.
It's a dishonest choice. There is not a real choice given the circumstances that and the structure of this this particular effort. They call it a tax credit. It arose by any other name. It's still vouchers. It is absolutely still vouchers. And what is also interesting, Irene, is the how this particular committee came about. This is the we have a Republican-dominated Senate. We have a Republican-dominated House in the state of Missouri, yet and still we have a committee with a Democrat as a chairperson. This is the Urban Committee, and this is chaired by, I believe it's Ted Hoskins.
That's my understanding. Again, this is, you know, this is separate and apart from the Urban Committee.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's still arising out of that.
That may well be the case, but it's a special standing committee.
Right.
It's a standing committee, and it's the whole committee. It's a special committee on school, so-called school choice. And if you're available tomorrow, you need to come out.
And let's talk about that, because I want to get to the why before we get to the do of it, because I think it's important for people to understand all of the components of this, and because there's another component. It's not just about school choice. There's also a Donnell Smith Whitmore piece that is involved in this as well. And I have joining us from Kansas City, Scott Schufalo. He's a member with the AFT Missouri and People for Public Schools, because they're involved in this issue as well. Scott, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Liz. Thanks for having me on.
And you're also here with Irene J. Smith.
Hi, Irene.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
That's great.
And Scott, talk to us about it. There is something very unique that I'm seeing in the entities that have gathered to take a stance on this issue, specifically the issue of Donnell Whitmore Smith. Can you talk to us about your organization and your position with this?
Well, People for Public Schools is a grassroots coalition solely formed to fight any kind of tuition tax credit voucher legislation. And you're right, it is kind of unique because you have the entire education community, the Education Roundtable, the education groups in Missouri. All these groups are opposed to Donnell Whitmore Smith's appointment because she is for vouchers, tuition tax credits, and privatization.
And when we talk about her appointment, we're talking about an appointment to a very important committee, aren't we?
Yes, we are. The State Board of Education, which I would think that would be advocates for public education.
This is not a committee that is about private education. It's about public education. And here we have someone who is absolutely, if you're supporting vouchers, you're not supporting public education.
No, but if you kind of look at the governor's route on this, his new chief of staff, Ed Martin, was active in school choice. He was doing policy work for the Alliance for School Choice. And then Donnell Whitmore Smith, he makes an appointment here. Are you familiar with the group All Children Matters?
Of course we are.
Yes.
Of course,
okay,
I spent hours and hours.
Obviously, this just falls in the domino effect here that falls into the whole, as you will, scheme for, I think, the governor's plan.
And Scott, do you think it is accurate to even characterize this about an issue of choice? Because is it really an issue of choice?
No, it's not an issue of choice. That's smokescreen and mirrors. You know, if we're going to, first you have to look at, is this choice for all? No, it's not choice for all. What was it, House Bill 639 and 1783? We're only talking about a small group of people. And it's my understanding that most of the people that would benefit from any of that were people that were wealthy enough to send their children to private schools to begin with.
And we also have to talk about it. Whenever we talk about the use of state money, we have to talk about who it helps and who it harms. This money, if taking this money, allowing people to have this money, takes money away from other things that the state needs, correct?
It does. It would have, I think, $40 million would have taken out of the state coffers to fund this program.
And the organizations that have aligned themselves in opposition, and again, this is historic, in opposition to the appointment of Danielle Whitmore Smith. When you say all education organizations, give us an example of some of the education organizations that have come together on this.
Well, AFT Missouri, which I am president of, Missouri National Education Association, the MSTA, the Rural Educators Association, the PTA, the School Boards Association, the Principals Association, I'm trying to think of the rest of the list, NAACP, it goes on and on.
And the other piece of this, though, Scott, is that while we have a Republican governor who wants Danielle Whitmore Smith because she's pro-vouchers, he's pro-vouchers, we have a Democrat who says that he is opposed to vouchers. She can't get anywhere if he doesn't recommend her.
Right, and so far I haven't heard that recommendation come forward, unless anyone else has.
Well, no, it hasn't come forward, but Irene, the way the process works is that it's not over yet.
It's not over yet, and because we have a new senator. We have a new senator from the 4th Senatorial District.
Jeff Smith.
Before Senator Daugherty did not allow her nomination to be even dealt with by the Senate. So this is going to be interesting. I don't think it's over at all.
And I don't think it's over at all either, because it's my understanding that Jeff Smith is holding a meeting this Saturday with elected officials to get their input in on this, on his office over there in Hampton, to get their input on this issue. And, Scott, I'm concerned that a Democrat who ran against vouchers has not already just told the people, you know what, I'm not introducing this name.
Right.
I'm very concerned about that, too. You just kind of shake your head and figure, what's going on here? I mean, I ran on this platform, and then I'm doing the opposite.
That's right. Because it's an easy one to say, no, I'm not introducing her. And let's move on to the other issues that we really need to talk about. This is a no-brainer.
You know, you're putting an individual who is very supportive of school vouchers and tax credits for private entities over an entity that is designed to supervise public schools.
And I want to give out the number of Jeff Smith, because I think it's important for people to make that call and tell him what their position is on this. Let me put that number out there, 573-751-3599. Call Jeff Smith and tell him to be true to what he said he ran on. He said he ran on opposition to vouchers, and here he has a voucher queen that the governor wants appointed, and we haven't even gotten to the issue of the fact of whether or not she's a Democrat.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. That issue, which is an issue that came up when she was the nominee for the election commission in the city of St. Louis. It seems that it should be clear. We also need to obtain the telephone number for Jeff Smith's local number, because we need to give out that number as well to make it clear to him. He said he wanted to represent the entire 4th Senatorial District. He also said very clearly, and I moderated a candidate's form in which he indicated clearly, he said he was opposed to vouchers.
And we had our meeting at the International Urban Institute. He sent a couple of his people there when we were challenging and trying to flesh out exactly who Jeff Smith is. He sent his own people there to our meeting to say he's not in support of vouchers.
So how do you take someone that clearly, when he's running a campaign, says, I'm for public education, and then is elected, goes the other way with the vouchers? It's baffling.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. And, you know, what's to waffle on? I'm asking, why are you even having a meeting on it? Because you're not supposed to be for this.
We're going to take a break. I'm talking to Scott Schufalo. He's the president of the AFT and also with People for Public Schools. We're talking about an event that is taking place on Friday. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Nine minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and whether this hour's traffic is sponsored by Open from American Express. Eastbound 78 floors into a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder, and delays have eased as now. Eastbound 40 between 141 to 270 traffic is building. Westbound 40 from the causes for handling. Look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for stop and go traffic. Northbound 55 from Virginia through Arsenal. That traffic is returned back to normal. Westbound 270 at 367 and Washington Elizabeth. Look for congestion there. Northbound 270 at Grand Wayne Marshall. Stop and go traffic. Westbound 70 from 79 through TREUs. There's road construction causing some delays. Right lane is closed. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into Cleve Landing. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 55 subject to change through Poplar Street Bridge is slow after an accident. And 3rd Street has been cleared. Northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is slow. Westbound 40 between, or westbound 64 between 15th and 5570. Look for slow traffic there. And Bowles at northbound Bowles at 141. Look for an accident that has been cleared. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small businesses. To learn more, visit open.com today or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies early this morning and afternoon, then becoming partly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. For this evening, look forward to partly cloudy skies, low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 60s, and Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 60s as well. Currently, we have 47 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 48. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather coming up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
I'm Minister Glenn Rogers. I want to invite you to 3 hours of information and talk about facts and observations that you don't hear discussed often. Find out about scientific and medical breakthroughs, and of course, reports of uncommon observations. That includes credible, unidentified flying object reports. I assure you that this show won't be boring. Tune in to my show, UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations, every Friday at midnight, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Nothing can be truer than the phrase, all politics is local. That's why Liz Brown is adding the Aldermanic Watch to the award-winning Wake Up Calls lineup. Every Monday at 7 a.m., Liz will be joined by Alderman Lewis Reed to discuss the comings and goings of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen. Do you want to know the latest bill passed? Do you want to know why it passed? And do you want to know who voted for and who voted against? Well, you're going to have to join Liz Brown when she talks Aldermanic politics with Alderman Lewis Reed every Monday at 7 a.m. Lewis Reed is going to bring local politics up close and personal. And you never know who else will be joining the discussion. The Automatic Watch, every Monday at 7 a.m., only on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith, our guest, joining us this morning to talk about an action alert that is taking place in St. Louis on Friday. Scott Schufalo, president with ATF and member of People for Public Schools. And Scott, talk to us about what you are asking people to do on Friday.
Well, we're asking people to come out Friday at 3 o'clock to Harris Stowe State University to show a sign that people want public education. They don't want a privatized education. They're against vouchers, opportunity scholarships, tuition tax credits, because whatever you call it, it's still a voucher. Anything that drains money from public education. And we want the legislators to know, we want the people to know in the community that we support public education and we will not tolerate anything that takes money away from it.
And also, it's important for people to be there Friday at 3 o'clock at Harris Stowe. That's 3025 Laclede. And you can also go to People for Public Schools at their website at peopleforpublicschools.org. It's important for people to be there because the reason why they're engaging in this hearing right now is because the people that are in charge of the hearing are saying to Jefferson City up there, saying to the Republicans up there, Ted Hoskins is saying to Republicans up there, people in the city of St. Louis support this. You all can pass this legislation because there's a whole lot of support for this in the city of St. Louis. So that's another reason why people need to come out to make certain that he's not going to be able to go up to Jefferson City and make that point. Don't you think?
I think that's a good point. You know, when you have the people in St. Louis, I mean, let's face it, everything that's going to happen is going to happen in Jeff City. And I think people need to realize that the more pressure they put on their legislators, it does have an effect in Jeff City. If they don't hear from people, then they think, hey, everything's good. But once they start hearing from people and the pressure's put on, they have to listen.
And that's why it's so important for people to blow up the phones of Jeff Smith this morning. His number is 573-751-3599. And just ask him, why are you supporting vouchers? I thought you didn't support vouchers. We don't support Danielle Whitmore Smith. We don't support her because she's all about vouchers. Make certain that you hold your elected officials' feet to the fire. When they say that they're running on something, then they're supposed to stick with that. He says he's opposed to vouchers. His number is 573-751-3599. That's 573-751-3599. Make certain that y'all give him a call because this is a critical issue and it's a defining moment. Isn't it, Irene?
It's definitely a defining moment because if Danielle Whitmore Smith is confirmed and goes on DESE, you know, her interest has totally been vouchers.
Mm-hmm.
DESE's responsibilities for public education. Then we're going to see some undoing coupled with perhaps some of the Republicans that are also members of DESE.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see some undoing. In addition to that, I think that's going to send a signal, as Liz indicated, that's going to send a signal to the state legislature that St. Louis, well, you know, the senator is down with it. You know, he's heard from his constituents. They must be in favor of this appointment.
And we cannot have this conversation about this particular act going on, this pro-voucher act going on. We can't have this conversation without not also adding into it the legislative efforts that are going on to dismantle public education
exactly.
in the city of St. Louis,
exactly.
irrespective of this particular act.
Exactly. And quite often people will say, you know, when you look at it, you say, yeah, you know, people, you know, I wish people had a right choice to go to a, you know, whatever school they want to. You know, we're talking about a tax credit mm-hmm. that goes to a school that's a private school that has no responsibility, no accountability with respect to how that money is spent. These are public dollars, and more, this is privatizing education.
And
it is privatizing so-called public education. And the more that happens, the more the dismantling of public education occurs.
Absolutely. And also, it's a giving another one of those false positives. There is no school choice in this. There is no school choice in this. And when they talk about private school, Scott, a lot of people say, okay, if it's private school, it's got to be better. That's not the case, especially when the private schools do not have to adhere to the same kind of testing requirements, the same type of evaluations. We don't know what the graduation rate of these private schools are, do we, Scott?
Well, no, and that's why they're private. simply the reason. They can decide who's let into their schools. I don't think they're required to take any kind of child with special needs, or are they equipped to handle a child with special needs.
And we don't know what their graduation rates are. They're getting the assumption that if it's private, it must be better.
And even if they do have a higher graduation rate, surely they're in a position to manipulate the performance more so than a public school is. And I'm someone who has had a child in public school and private school. I removed my child, and it was a Catholic school. I made a choice because I wanted her to have a religious instruction at an early age along with her education. I made that choice. I have consistently opposed vouchers, even when they were bringing it to the PTA meetings for the Catholic school parents. There were many of us who came out of public schools and Catholic schools that said, no, this is going to hurt public schools. But they tell people, no, this is a choice. This is going to give you a choice. Well, if I have a choice, that means that I can decide whatever school I want my child to go to. And I will have sufficient funds to do that. But this does not put the average parent who sends their child to public school in the position to make a choice about sending their kid to Country Day or Mary I or any other private school. It doesn't do that. It's a good play. It's a good PR campaign for sure. But it does not provide the type of accountability of our public dollars that we are required to have when we expend public dollars.
There are 30,000 kids in the St. Louis public schools, right? About 30,000 kids in the St. Louis public schools. What, they all have a choice to go to? There aren't enough private schools to house them.
No, there's not. And, you know, look at the other things that go along with that. Not only the tuition of whether you get in, and not only if the people at that school say you can get in, but then look at the transportation. Mm-hmm. How do you get the school and back? Mm-hmm. Most private schools aren't sending somebody to your door to pick your children up.
And then let's talk about what happens if you are dismissed from that school.
Mm-hmm.
Before
where
the school,
do
where do you go? Guess where you go? You go back to the public school.
And where did the money go?
Where did the money go?
Stays there.
Stays right
it
there.
It stays right there.
Stays right there. So, again, Scott, tell us the time and the place that folks need to gather.
The time is 3 o'clock, Friday, December 15th.
That's tomorrow.
Harris Stowe State University.
The address there is 3025 Laclede at the Emerson Performance Center, the Bank of America Theater, Harris Stowe University, tomorrow at 3. The address is 3025 Laclede. And, Scott, if people want to call you or get some more information from you, is there a number?
Yes, 816-304-8639. Or 1-800-324-2623.
Scott Schufalo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Liz, and thank you, Irene. It was good talking to you.
Good talking to you
as well. Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is our phone number. 454-6609 is our fax. Let me get
Liz, even though the hearing is scheduled for 3 o'clock, I would suggest that people get there as early as possible. Mm-hmm. The committee is according to this, the committee will convene at 2 p.m. If you get there earlier, it might be an opportunity for you to have some one-on-one discussions with some of the legislators that compose this committee. So I would encourage you, if you can, to get there early,
Absolutely.
As early as possible.
Absolutely. And also, there are people, they only allowed people to speak if you called up and made reservations. And a lot of people called and were not allowed, I mean, said, sorry, there's no room for you, sorry, there's no room for you. So there's another reason for people to be there, to see how slanted of a conversation that they are allowing to be had. Y'all need to be there. And, you know, people like Peter Downs called up and said, I couldn't get a reservation to speak, and I'm a board member.
This is just like private school. This is really a private committee. Mm. Because normally at a public hearing, there is an opportunity for you to come and sign up to speak. You know, it's a, you know, someone may not learn about mm-hmm. registration. You got to register, you know, as if though you're going to the Hilton or something. Mm-hmm. You have to register in order to speak. You know, first of all, I think there should be some discussion about the manner in which this committee was put together, the way this hearing is being conducted. It's totally contrary to our democratic process.
That's right.
To say that you have to make reservations to come to a public hearing that we, incidentally, we're paying for them to be there.
Exactly.
Okay, we're paying for their travel.
That's right.
This is public money that they're spending, but they're conducting it as if though this is some type of private affair. This is our affair. Be there.
And you know what? And I think the folks should just clown. I think the folks should clown if they don't get a chance to speak, because how dare you say you got to make a reservation before the event to talk? When does a public hearing happen?
How is it a public hearing if you got to make reservations?
Absolutely. People need to clown. You need to be there tomorrow. You need to be there at 2 o'clock at Harris Stowe at the Bank of America Theater, 3025 Laclede. Oh, it's on. Oh, it is on. We'll be back. Have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else? Where else? Where else? Where else? Indeed. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. Get on down to Sears. Get down to Sears. It's the holiday season. I know you need to get some things. And you know what? Check this out. If you don't know what you're going to get, or if you don't know what to get for somebody else, why don't you get a gift card? They have gift cards at Sears. Your baby needs a washer. Give her a gift card from the black-owned Sears at 3025 Union. Get on down to Sears. My name is Liz Brown. When you get there, tell them I told you to.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline, Quebec City. Authorities in Canada have issued an arrest warrant for a former Olympic biathlon champion suspected of abducting her 11-year-old daughter. CBC News Online reports police are looking for Miriam Bedard, who they believe may have violated a custody order in early October and possibly fled with her daughter to the U.S. The girl's father notified the police of his suspicions several weeks ago, but didn't file a formal complaint until December 5th. Bedard is a well-known athlete in Canada, having won two Olympic gold medals during the 1994 Winter Games in Lillehammer, Norway, and is no stranger to controversy. Her husband was recently accused of stealing 20 paintings by a Montreal artist. The couple has argued they were unjustly treated by the Canadian justice system and had planned to denounce their treatment outside Canada. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off. Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate, 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. And this is Eye on the Lou. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. And I just want to do a shout out for the blanket drive. Lindsey Thompson dropped off blankets for his mother, Barbara Thompson, on La Cleve. These are for the children. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. The blanket drive, don't forget, this is tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live. Irene and I are going to be broadcasting live from 3035 Bell. That's a George Washington Carver house. You can drop your blankets off at pick up and drop off, right at curbside pickup, right there here at the station at 265 Union or at Carver 3035 Bell. People in the green t-shirts will be there to assist you in the pickup and curbside pickup. We're talking about this amazing event that's taking place on Friday at the Harris Stowe Emerson Performance Center. There's a sneaky kind of a hearing on vouchers taking place, and the amazing piece of it is that you have to have a reservation before the event. Now, this is a state-paid-for hearing. This is a public hearing, and these people have cut off debate even before the event has started. This is just remarkable.
It's the same kind of typical. You know, first of all, it's just a sham. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an orchestra. I would bet that it's an orchestration of, you know, typical. I mean, it's just like reminiscent of the Slay school board when they just first took over. You come to the school board and they have already made the decision. In fact, they write the scripts for the individuals who are part of the committee to say whatever needs to be said. I mean, the fact that you have to make a reservation to speak at a public hearing is disgusting, and it's an affront to our democratic process if that is allowed to happen.
And I just want to share something quickly about Danielle Smith, Whitmore Smith. This is an email that she sent out to her supporters, and I want you to just really listen to the language in this email. In addition to my request for the support at the December 15th hearing, I need support for my recent state board appointment. There are a lot of education groups uncomfortable with my appointment because of my position on choice. I need letters of support. And to me, this is a confession. We're looking at an email from Donnell Whitmore Smith sent out to her supporters saying people are uncomfortable with me because of my position on choice. She's about vouchers. This is a confession. This is a smoking gun. This is the evidence. All about vouchers.
And then she goes on to talk about, because she sent this to Academy parents, the school that she started, and she said that the media has tried to make our school look like some kind of experiment. So what you're talking about, your school, mm-hmm. which is a private school, and we're not knocking it, you know, maybe good concept, but you're tying it into your appointment
to
public education, which is a committee, a division of state government that is meant to oversee public education.
And ensure
public education.
Because if you want to dismantle public education, have the committee for the dismantling of public education.
Right.
You don't put people that are in opposition to public education on committees about public education. We want to move forward with public education, not to dismantle it.
Right. And if you're interested in starting a private school, and I certainly commend anyone that does that, you know, we understand that in this country, many of our people would not have received an education had it not been for individuals who set up schools. So set up the school as you will, but don't try. And sometimes it's selfishness to me.
Please.
Sometimes it's selfishness Because you're looking for an income stream.
For your stuff.
For your stuff.
For your stuff.
That you want to dismantle public education. Yes, we have some problems with public education, but our Constitution requires that we have public education in the state of Missouri.
And public education, when done right, works. Works. It works for everybody. We're going to go to a caller here. Charles Quincy Troop, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got another $100 from Judy Dungeon, the administrative assistant, Kit Vaughn, Senator Vaughn, for $100.
For the blanket drive.
For the blanket drive. Her, from her, we thank you. And, you know, we're leading the pack, the first ward, Alderman Troop, thanks to your efforts.
Yeah, well, we figured we was going to do that. But look, you know, I spent 20, I chaired all kind of Nash statewide committees and everything on AIDS, teen pregnancy, and chaired probably more committees than anybody, you know, from in city government, state government. And
watch out, you're going to tell your age.
Well, you have to have a reservation to come to the hearing to testify.
Never
that
have
is
you.
Completely insane. And that is designed strictly and totally to isolate the people who are in opposition to the purpose and the intent of the committee, and that is to have vouchers in the school system.
That's fact.
So it's clear when you set those kind of parameters that the whole purpose of the hearing is to discriminate against people who have opposing viewpoints.
Absolutely.
So there's no logic to that. I've never, in the whole history, 24-year history of the legislature, have I ever had anything like that to ever happen at any public hearing, that you had to have a reservation
before you before the event.
That was going to be scrutinized.
There you go.
And if you was pro, so it's going to be totally with the people who.
And that's why people need to be there, and people need to clown, because I mean, when you have a school board member like Peter Downs who has who should be speaking at this hearing, they've said no to him. He can't speak. What do you mean the school board member of the city of St. Louis can't speak at this hearing? What do you mean?
What about elected officials?
He is an elected official.
And what about the, since it's a public hearing, why can't the general public? I mean, granted, school board member, elected official, all due respect, I've been one of them before, but this is a public hearing. So how dare you tell me that this is a public hearing and you're going to take testimony, but you're going to decide who gets to testify at this public hearing. It's an affront, and I call on our state reps to register their opposition to this process.
And also,
but Irene, all I'm saying is, if you have a public hearing with public officials, and then public officials are not allowed to testify, that is important.
No, I'm not saying that it's not.
I mean,
I'm saying that
it's... What about the legislature? You got state reps out there that are opposed to vouchers.
And they can't
and they
speak.
Can't testify.
And I got a roll, Quincy. Okay. We got a lot of folks that want to weigh in on this. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. Kathy.
Oh, yes. I wanted to make a comment on just... Oh, by the way, I know Scott Trefalo. The idea is, I met him at Stevens School when he was campaigning for this thing he was having in the park.
Jeff Smith.
His young teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
He came dressed like an Ivy League person with four more of his friends dressed the same way he was. I asked him, I said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jeff Smith. I said, what are you here for? He said, I'm running for Senate. I said, you are? I said, well, how do you feel about vouchers and charter school? He said, these are his exact words. If that's the way you want to go, it's okay by me. Now, that's what he said. I said, that's not telling me yes or no.
Well, I can tell you when I put the question to him point blank at a hearing, a candidate's hearing of all of the candidates, he indicated that he did support charter schools because he believes it as part of public education. However, he said he opposed vouchers, and he said that without equivocation.
Uh-huh. Well, he didn't tell me that.
Well, and that's why folks need to call him right now, 573-751-3599. Kathy, give him a call and tell him this.
He's going to hear from us tomorrow, too.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. Margaret.
Hi. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I had the opportunity to speak to several state legislators, senators, and representatives, and we discussed this issue. And my feeling is that the driving force behind this current effort is just the extreme frustration with the behavior of Veronica O'Brien toward Diana Borshaw. and that they don't seem to be able to be moving forward.
Well, I think
and
that that's
a separate issue.
Well, not only is it a separate issue, it's a misstatement.
Well, I'm just saying that's what's driving this, because their response was, when we're saying, why are you in favor of this, is we have to do
that's
something.
An excuse. That is an absolute excuse coming from uninformed, ill-informed state legislators, because if they were paying attention to what was happening in the school district, they would know that since the 5 months that Diana Borisow has been here, there are deliverables that can be articulated that have moved the district forward. And if they were really about what was happening in public schools, then what they would be arguing is, we got to take over Kansas City's public schools, because the numbers that came out put Kansas City lower than St. Louis. We'd have to take over 7 districts out in outstate Missouri, because their numbers came in lower than the city of St. Louis. This is about the privatization of St. Louis public schools and the multi-million dollar money pot that Francis Slay and the Republicans want their itchy little, dirty little fingers in. And it is an excuse, it is a lie, and it is a disconnected from reality position to blame this on a black woman. This ain't about no Veronica O'Brien. This is about the privatization and looking for the excuse to privatize the city of St. Louis public schools.
I don't disagree with your position. I happen to oppose school choice myself. I'm simply saying that
it's an excuse. If they're saying that, Margaret,
I'm simply saying that that's the perception that many of our legislatures.
And they choose to have it.
Why they are supporting that?
And again, and what we're saying is that it's not a perception. It's a calculated position used to defend their position that they support the privatization of public schools. Period. Dot.
Thank you, though, Margaret.
Thank you. Blanket Drive.
Blanket Drive tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
All right.
265 Union or Carver House, 3035. Bell at Cardinal, diagonally away from First Baptist Church. We need those blankets. I don't want no excuses.
Absolutely.
I want the blankets.
Done and done. Irene J. Smith.
Steve-O, I want those blankets.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Thank you so much. We'll be on with 2 hours worth of the anniversary, year anniversary of A Justice for Reggie. Stay with us.
Veronica O'Brien.
Veronica O'Brien.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Mum's the word at George Washington University Hospital and at Senator Tim Johnson's office. The South Dakota Democrat had brain surgery overnight after he began to stammer yesterday while talking to reporters and was later unable to speak at all. Now the balance of power in the Senate hangs in the balance. Here's ABC Stephen Portnoy.
You know, It just is.
Some of the last sounds uttered by Senator Tim Johnson before he was taken to George Washington University Hospital. Doctors there say he did not suffer a stroke or a heart attack, but his spokesman said late Wednesday that Johnson had not regained the ability to speak. Current and former top Democrats rushed to Johnson's bedside, including incoming Majority Leader Harry Reid. Should Johnson have to step down because of his condition, Republicans would likely regain control of the Senate. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Babel is the movie to beat at the Golden Globes. The thriller starring Brad Pitt earned 7 nominations this morning. The Globes will be awarded January 15th. The Oscar nominations will be announced a week later. A British study says what a French one did not too long ago. There was no foul play in the Paris car crash that killed Princess Diana nearly 10 years ago.
Our conclusion is that on the evidence available now, there was no conspiracy to murder any occupants of that car. This was a tragic accident.
Former London Police Chief Lord John Stevens. You'll have plenty of company on the roads and at the airport between Christmas and New Year's Day. The AAA says a record 65 million of us will travel thanks to lower gas prices and bargain airfares. Most will be driving.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Actor Peter Boyle has died. He was best known for playing Frank Barone, the put-upon patriarch in the popular CBS TV sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond. Boyle had multiple myeloma and heart problems. He was 71. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm giving Home Depot gift cards this year. Number 3, the thought of gift wrapping a new deck gives me the willies. Number 2, if I give my husband a gift card, our house gets nicer. Sneaky, huh? And number 1, laser level, cordless drill, stud finder. Who can choose? Certainly not me.
A Home Depot gift card is great for everyone on your list. Get them in festive new holiday designs at our gift card center or at homedepot.com. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra!
It only happens once a year. Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
It's a Corolla!
It's Toyota-thon, the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
4Runner, with an available 260-horsepower VVT-i V8.
This is your opportunity for year-end savings. Check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
The search resumes today for three missing climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood. Conditions were so bad yesterday and aren't expected to be much better yesterday. The Mortgage Bankers Association says between July and September of this year, nearly 5% of homeowners were at least 30 days delinquent on their mortgage. It's not hard to fall behind. ABC's Alex Stone talked to one man who knows.
The blame goes to so-called exotic loans, interest-only, no down payment, adjustable rate mortgages, exactly what Tom got when he and his wife bought their townhouse a year and a half ago.
Get $3,000 a month, get 1 month behind, and it's already, you know, $6,000 the next month.
Tom has been behind on making payments, and to make matters worse, his adjustable rate mortgage is about to adjust way up. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Illinois cop honored for making more drunken driving arrests than anyone else in his county is now under arrest himself. Investigators say Officer Greg Hyken was involved in a car crash that injured 10 people, and he was under the influence of alcohol. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Ameren UE is moving forward with a rate hike request. Ameren CEO Gary Rainwater says that rate increase is needed, in part because of the two major power outages this year.
If we dropped the rate case, we wouldn't be able to recover our costs, wouldn't be able to operate our business, wouldn't be able to prevent outages in the future. So we have to do that to operate the business.
Rainwater points out that Ameren hasn't raised rates in more than 20 years and that their rates are among the lowest in the U.S. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say Johnson Shut-In State Park will never be back to normal following last year's breach of Ameren UE's Tomsock Reservoir. Sue Holst, a spokesperson for the department, says she vividly remembers that day 1 year ago. The department has proposed a settlement with Ameren that reportedly includes civil penalties and appropriate compensation for damage to the park. Attorney General Jay Nixon yesterday filed suit against Ameren seeking compensation and punitive damages. About 382,000 current and former Boeing employees could reportedly be at risk for identity theft. According to King 5 News in Seattle, Boeing has lost a laptop computer containing personal information for thousands of past and present employees. The company won't say where the loss happened for security reasons. Boeing officials reportedly are blaming an employee who failed to follow procedure. The company will offer the affected employees 3 years of free credit monitoring. Finally this hour, the Blues' losing streak is up to 9 games following Colorado's 4-1 win at Pepsi Center. The Blues got an early goal in the first from Jamal Mayers, but the Avs would score 3 goals in the second period, including tallies from Joe Sadiq, Paul Stastny, and Milan Hayduk. Former Blue Pierre Turgeon put Colorado up 4-1 in the third. Jason Bekashua stopped 41 of 45 shots. The Blues remain in last place in the NHL with a record of 7-19-4. Former Blues coach Joel Quenneville's team improves to 15-14-2. The Note will try to break their losing streak when they take on the Predators in Nashville Saturday night at 7 o'clock. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small business. To learn more, visit open.com or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil Cold and Sinus. Westbound 70 before Mid Rivers Mall, look for an accident reported. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Lindbergh, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 from McCausland to Hanley is slow. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 at 367 Washington Elizabeth, there's congestion there. Northbound 270 at Gravoy and 44 stop and go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 in Leclede's Landing. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270. Slow traffic in the right lane as you exit onto 270. Westbound 5570 at 64 and the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. That ramp is slow as we go. And eastbound Route 30 at Marr Industrial. There's a report of an accident. Left lane's blocked and it's backed up to 141. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil Cold and Sinus. Advil Cold and Sinus, with all the power of Advil plus a hard-working decongestant, powerful cold and sinus relief, now available at your pharmacy counter. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Becoming cloudy this morning and afternoon. Partly sunny maybe later today with a high in the mid-60s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 40 for Friday. Partly cloudy with a high in the lower 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently, we have 49 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Jamala Rogers and Liz Brown, it's Justice for Reggie. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, welcome.
welcome, welcome, welcome to Justice for Reggie. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, a year?
It's been a year, absolutely. And it's been a fast-paced, hectic, roller coaster kind of year, but the thing that we just talked about is Reggie is still alive.
Still alive.
Still alive.
You all have put out this fabulous newsletter, Justice for Reggie Clemens, and I love this line, a year of struggle, a year of hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the, to me, the most inspiring things is when we kicked off the campaign on December 15th of last year, and over 100 people crowded into legacy bookstores to kick it off. We really knew we were going to be relying on the social justice community in St. Louis to help us fight this battle. Mm-hmm. And they have absolutely been there for us.
And Jamala, you have been involved in you name an issue. You have been there, part of it, leading it, coordinating it. I'd like to talk to you when we come back about how this, whether this campaign is different than the other campaigns that you've been involved in. I'd like to have that conversation with
Absolutely.
You when we come back.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to be taking a stroll down memory lane here a year later, a year of struggle, a year of hope, justice for Reginald Clemens. I will be back with Jamala Rogers as we continue our conversation on Justice for Reggie Thursday.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lawanga Center.
Hello, this is Liz Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day. The heat is on. The blanket drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Justice for Reggie. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, before we get to your conversation about what how this campaign ranks with the other campaigns, I'd like to, of course, get to one of the sponsors for Justice for Reggie Thursday, Bishop Ward. Bishop, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bishop Ward.
Good morning, both of y'all. God bless you.
God bless you.
And Liz, you're doing a good job, as usual.
Well, thank you, Bishop. And I just want to take this time to publicly thank you for the support that you have given Justice for Reggie Thursday. It is beyond description. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'm glad we could do it. and we listen to you all the time. And today at 10:30 on Cora and St. Louis Avenue, Sam Moore and many of the pastors will be over there praying that unnecessary murder the other day with Brother Jesse Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And Sam Moore, can I give his number out over there?
Absolutely.
Okay, you may get in touch with Sam Moore, 486-1687. And you're Caron. I've been listening to this station since 1949. I'm the oldest church you have on that. St. Louis and Mr. Norman.
All right.
Thanks, Liz, Fish. And keep on. We'll get some blankets and something else. Ms. Rogers will help you, okay?
All okay. Right. Thanks so much, you, Pastor. Right. Oh, thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
And
bye.
When I talk to Bishop Ward, it's like, Bishop, thank you so much for all that you've done. Because, I mean, he does the show, but he also hosted us at one of his district meetings. And he's like, whatever I can do for you, just let me know. So that's the kind of response that we've been getting on
Absolutely.
This case.
Absolutely. And getting to assessment of the Justice for Reggie campaign. You are the campaign coordinator for this campaign, and like I said before the break, you've been involved in so many different issues. Is this campaign different?
Oh, by far, it's different. I think the fact that you have somebody's life literally in your hands, and that's the way that I look at it, that somebody's life has been entrusted to me, and I'm supposed to do all that I can, all that's in my power to save Reggie. And I know that's not really why I was asked to coordinate it. I think I was asked to coordinate it because the kind of ties that you just mentioned in terms of being involved in a lot of organizations, a lot of different struggles, that the capacity to sort of link up those groups and link up the community to support Reggie was the underlying factor. But still, when you go to bed every night and when you wake up, that's what you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's really a kind of a driving motivation. And each day that there is a no news about an execution date, then that's motivating me to the next stop. So I think from the standpoint that it is the actual life on the line, mm-hmm. Literally, in other cases, you know, people's lives will be impacted and sometimes negatively. But when you have somebody who's literally waiting for a death sentence and you know that whatever you're doing is going to either help or stop that, then it really is, it is a different kind of a struggle.
When you look at the community response, and this has been a year-long campaign, and when you look at the community response to this, is it somehow different? Is there a stick-to-itiveness that is with this campaign that sometimes isn't with other campaigns, or is there something else that's different about this campaign?
Well, I think one of the things that you have to do, and in Reggie's case, as I said, there's a life literally in the balance, is that you have to learn how to pace the campaign and also look at whatever other things that are going on in the lives of people, but also in the political life of the community. And so there's flows and ebbs, but at certain times you've got to be able to kick it up and let people know, need you on this. And in other times you could say, let's kind of keep this going, but not at the pace, because we don't want to do the sort of orange alert that your friends in the government do, mm-hmm. and have people on high alert, and then after a while they don't respond when you really need them. Mm-hmm. And so that's the kind of strategy that we've put out around the Reggie case. So when we need people, they come. We've been doing those Reggie petitions throughout the year, but when we need people to come, like when we did the Nails Moss demonstration out in Clayton, where we had him ducking down the alley. You know, those are the times when we say, people, we need you to come here. Or, you know, we don't know at what point we might need folks to come to a courtroom. So, you know, we want people to be on alert, but we don't want them to be on high alert. We want them to be understanding that this young man's life is in the balance. And by focusing in on Reggie, we can also help a number of other young people and young men and older men on death row.
And the other piece of it also, to me, when I'm looking at it, is you have so many different layers of involvement in this campaign. You have the petition drive, which is an ongoing thing, and it's something that puts people out in the street with something to do on a regular basis on behalf of this campaign. You have, you created a website, which allows people to, on a daily, hourly, minutely basis, to bring themselves into understanding about this campaign. You have created buttons and t-shirts. You have gotten all kinds of supporters. You have spoken at different events. You have the media coverage. You have a weekly show on the radio. You have been showcased on other media type of entities. It's like, and you brought in national attention with national figures on this campaign. Jamal, it's like almost every level of a level that allows you to penetrate people's consciousness and bring this information out, this campaign has included that.
And I'll have to say, Liz, when you talk about the responses, two things that happened even before we officially kicked off the campaign. One is this show. I mean, that certainly was a gift to us that we never even thought about, never even dreamed. We figured, okay, occasionally we'll get on there to talk about the case. Never in our wildest dreams that we thought we would have a permanent hour where every Thursday we are talking about the criminal justice system and talking about ways that people can be better informed about the death penalty system, about the criminal justice system, about Reggie Clemens' case. So for us, that was a huge, huge gift that I think has had a lot to do with people knowing about the case, understanding the case better, and making it easy for us to tap into it, because then you're not going to people cold.
Mm-hmm.
Although I can say that I can't think of any time where we've come to people and say, would you, could you, and they said no about this case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the kind of case that you almost can't say no to because a life is on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had, I think, just tremendous response. And then the week before we kicked off the campaign, the St. Louis American came out with an editorial supporting clemency for Reggie. And so that really pushed us, you know, to a really, really great start. And we've been going ever since.
Mm. And when you talk to people about this, I am just always amazed at how connected people, as you keep talking about the facts of this case, and you keep just sharing with people all of the perfect storm of evil that took place with this case, it hits people. It feels like it hits people on such a human level, and because there are so many wicked components that have come together to put Reginald Clemens on death row, it's like it has the opportunity to connect people on a lot of other different issues, in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I think that I saw happening is, first of all, when the case first was publicized in the early 90s, it was a poisonous kind of reporting by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and so we knew that from the very beginning that was going to be a primary task of the campaign, and that is to educate people about the real facts of the case and to let the public make a decision. And that's why when we crafted the language for the petition, it's not about whether or not you think he's innocent.
Mm-hmm.
It's about whether or not you think justice has really been served.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're doing for the governor is saying, we want you to take another look at this case. And we found that people, it's hard to say no to that. You know, it's like if you say we need to be looking at a case more thoroughly, how can you possibly say no to that?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things I think has happened when we start to look at the impact of this case, and you talked about hitting other cases, you know, I can't help but believe that this show and the whole energy around the Reggie Clemens case forced Alan Durhoff to be exposed and to stop the death machine in Missouri for going forward.
It just feels spiritual like that. It truly, truly feels spiritual that things are moving, things are the waters are parting, that things that people's hearts are being touched and moved and reshaped on this issue. I mean, because how an evil like that, where you have a doctor of death that is killing people with dyslexia, can't read, doesn't know what he's putting in people, an evil like that must be exposed.
Must be exposed. And when the attorneys of Michael Taylor put in their motion to challenge the lethal injection, they were given Dr. Durhoff as Dr. Doe.
Mm.
They couldn't even find out who it was.
Mm.
But us continue to talk about it, to press the issue, all of a sudden we have a name.
There you go.
And now all of a sudden we have a halt to Missouri's execution until a protocol can be done. Then we have the anesthesiologist is standing down. We have the American Medical Association reiterating their position on the death penalty and lethal injection. So it does have a ripple effect, and we hope that people have been touched by not just Reggie's story, but the kind of energy that the campaign has unleashed in this community.
And we're both looking at a story today coming out of the Los Angeles Times. Texas is now sending fewer people to death row. Okay, I mean, it just feels like the season. It feels like this, it's happening, that the waters are parting, because Texas is the number one. They execute people because it's a weekend.
Right.
You know, I mean. The,
and they execute multiple people in
yes,
a week.
Yes,
I
they
mean,
do.
And they have
yes,
fun
they
doing it. And
yes,
so for them to be sending less to death row when they bragged about being number one is really, really
it's
quite,
huge.
Is a huge, huge step.
And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to Jamala Rogers. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us as we take a trip down memory lane, a year of struggle, a year of hope. We'll be back.
Morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Open from American Express. Eastbound 40 to 4 Long Road, there's an accident been cleared, but traffic's back up through Research Park. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers, and look for an accident that's been cleared. You may see some delays. Eastbound 44 at 141, there's a disabled vehicle, right lane block. Eastbound 70 from Casey, 79, heavy volume there. Westbound 270 from Washington Elizabeth through all the way back to 367. Look for some delays, but everything should be moving well. Westbound 5570 between Tudor and the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no problems to report there now. And eastbound 30 at Maurer Industrial. There's a report of an accident, and that's been cleared, but traffic is still residual and backing up. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, expect some delays, otherwise everything looks good. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Open from American Express. Open, how American Express serves small business. To learn more, visit open.com or call 1-800-NOW-OPEN. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly cloudy today throughout the afternoon, then becoming partly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 40. Friday, partly cloudy, high in the lower 60s. And Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently, we have 49 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGN.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Listen, folks, it's time to get your shop on, and let me tell you how to do it. I'm going to give you an opportunity, a 2-4 opportunity, okay? Black-owned and operated Sears. Holiday shopping. Gift cards. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union. Get a gift card. Get a for your family, for a washer, for a dryer, for a refrigerator. That way, you will not only be shopping at a black-owned business, but you will also be getting your family something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Look, get it done. It's the holiday season. I know you got some shopping to do. Get on down to Sears, 3425 Union. Get your shop on. Get a gift card. And tell them I told you to.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Hello, this is Liz Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day. The heat is on. The blanket drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and we're taking a trip down. It's been a year since Jamala Rogers, as campaign coordinator for the Justice for Reggie campaign, kicked off this campaign. And Jamala, we were talking before our break about all of the layers of penetration that this campaign has managed to engage in. And one of them that I really like is the connecting different components of our community, the connecting of the hip-hop community to this campaign. Tell us about that, and then we're going to share some of their contributions. But tell us about that.
Well, we really wanted to, like you said, penetrate all the different communities. And, of course, with Reggie being of the hip-hop generation, we said we need to get those young people involved because they're about the same age as Reggie. Both Reggie and Marlon Gray were into the hip-hop. Marlon was a very accomplished, you know, hip-hop spoken word and had done some videos and some CDs. And so M.K. Stallings and Montega Simmons, who are connected with that community, decided that they would help us by doing what they call the Freedom Writers Competition. And what they did was to have these various rounds of competition where the MC, it was an MC battle and a spoken word battle. And so it really helped to raise awareness about the case in that community because they had to use facts about the case mm-hmm. in their spoken word mm-hmm. and their MC. And so what they came up with was pretty, pretty fantastic. I was able to go to some of the rounds and just listen to how people put the story together. And, it was in true hip hop fashion because a lot of that is so creatively done. And the two winners I thought were fantastic. You know, one of them was
Thunder,
who had the Chain of Rocks Blues, mm-hmm. and the other one with cash. Let's
take a listen to Thunder.
Okay.
Let's take a listen to Thunder. Hit it, Howard.
My piece is, hello, America. My piece is 2 minutes and 53 seconds.
Okay. So we have enough time for you to tell us a little bit about yourself and then share this the piece with us.
First of all, I am a God-fearing woman. I'm married, and I'm a mother of five. And basically, I just have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
I have humanity, and that's what interested me in the Reggie Clemens case and also the Marlon Gray case, because it's about humanity,
mm-hmm.
and it seems that America is forgetting that.
Mm-hmm. And so when did you first hear about either Marlon Gray or Reggie?
I first heard about it through the Legacy Bookstore. I was there because my New Year's resolution was to get out here because I do spoken word poetry, and it's a piece of me in all of my poetry. So I wanted to just get out here this year and put it out there. And while I was out there, that was put in my road.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm riding that road right now to hope to assist in some type of clemency for Reggie Clemens.
Was there some component of what's the Reginald Clemens case or the Marlon Gray case that inspired you for the piece that you're getting ready to do for us? Was there something specific that was your inspiration?
Yes, life.
Mm-hmm.
That's all in one, just life.
Okay, so what's the name of your piece?
Chain of Rock Blues.
Chain of Rock Blues, all right, hit it.
Trying to shake the chain of rock blues, Reggie Clemens stands falsely accused. 5 hours in police custody, the young teen was coerced and abused. Fact, picked up from his home without a warrant from his arrest. Slap punched in the head, choked and was beaten about the chest. Reggie Clemens hearing the words from the text, boy, you better confess, confess. So he did. While at his arraignment, his bruises were noticeable and critical that the judge ordered for him to be taken to a hospital. I guess while looking at his injuries, the judge overlooked his case of conspiracy. Now Thomas Cummins called the police to the tragic scene, lying, saying some unknown predators robbed him and raped his cousins and made them jump 80 feet into the ravine. Being Thomas Cummins' clothes and hair was not wet but yet neat, the police officer said, you need to come with me. Thomas Cummins then confessed after he didn't pass the polygraph test. Fact, now Thomas Cummins is free, and Reggie Clemens didn't have a criminal history. Open and shut case. So why is Reggie Clemens seeking clemency? Danielle Renfrey, also known as Daniel W-H-I-T-E-F-R-E-E, said, I'm not going to let them kill me. I'll take a plea. Reggie Clemens was, that would be my testimony. Caucasians, persuasions is what the three African-American brothers lack, which leads me to believe Reggie Clemens, Antonio Richardson, and the late executed Marlon Gray received the death row sentence for being black. Fact, Reggie Clemens has been locked up for more than a decade, and by the hands of the justice system he's been betrayed. His debt to society has already been paid on death row for being an accomplice. 15 years is enough time while being black at the scene of a crime. Matt Blunt, while looking in your firstborn eyes, at least attempt to see that Vera Thomas's last born, Reggie Clemens, is overdue for his clemency. He's on death row and still obtained his GED. I said he's on death row and still obtained his GED. Vera Thomas, keep your faith where your prayers are being heard throughout the communities of the spoken words. Governor, I pray that God will help you see through the strife, for rehabilitation cannot succeed in death, only in life. People sign the petitions and don't refuse to help Reggie Clemens overcome his chain of rock blues.
All right.
All right.
All right, indeed. All right, indeed. Second time around. All right, indeed. That was Thunder.
That was Thunder.
And, you know, one of the things that, and we're going to play the next one in just a second, but one of the things that I was just fascinated with when we had these performers come on and do their pieces was the historical treatment of this, the how this particular rap will tell you the details of how we got to where we are.
And that's why I said I was fascinated when I heard the very spoken word. It's like, wow, they really got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really took the information, internalized it, and spit it back out.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they did it, each one of them was unique and creative in its own way. And any one of them, I'm glad I didn't have to be the judge, mm-hmm. because it would have been really, really difficult to pick one. And so when you hear it, then you're clear on what happened,
yeah.
because she's got it all in there.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And I want to play the other one, but we're going to have to wait to the next break to do that, because I want to be able to have everybody feel it in its entirety, because it is as intense in terms of the energy of it, but also there is also a bringing of a whole lot of players into the next piece. You almost get a history lesson of how things work in the city of St. Louis when you listen to the next piece.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but before we get to that, I just have to throw out some other news pieces that are reminders of or underscore where we are and how all these things are connected with this campaign for justice for Reggie. Looking at the front page of the Post-Dispatch today, it's extraordinary. This is one of the reasons why Reginald Clemens is on death row today. The headlines on the front page of the only newspaper, daily newspaper, the majority newspaper in the city of St. Louis, makes it clear it's not about the crime, it is about who is accused of the crime. And this is a horrible, horrible case. This woman killed her babies. This white woman killed her babies. Her name is Amanda Hamm. Drowned her three children. Planned for it, assisted with it, and there was also a man who was involved with it, a black man, an African man, Maurice Lagrone. Three babies drowned in a lake. Austin Brown, 3 years old. Kayla Hamm, 23 months old. And Christopher Hamm, 6 years old. All of them drowned in a lake. And the mother lied about this. She Susan Smithed it. She said somebody kidnapped her children. The judge found her guilty on child endangerment.
And it was a surprise to the whole courtroom that the attorneys for her, you know, motion, and the judge miraculously allowed it to happen. So she was on a murder charge just like Maurice Lagrone was, but all of a sudden the script was flipped and she gets child endangerment.
And three of her babies are dead because of her. Because he wouldn't have killed anybody without her. It wouldn't have happened without her. Oh, and I forgot to mention what's happened to Maurice Lagrone. He's in jail, first-degree murder, serving a life sentence.
And probably would be serving a death sentence had it not been in Illinois and they have the moratorium going on.
There
So there you have it.
There you have it.
And originally the story was it was an accident, and she held to that until it was time for her to be on the stand. And then all of a sudden she gets child endangerment.
Child endangerment. She killed three of her babies. Black man gets murdered first. Oh, we will be back. Stay with us.
This is your WGNU Global News Update. Dateline Vienna. The International Atomic Energy Agency is reviewing its classification of polonium-210 as unlikely to be dangerous after the death of an ex-Russian spy from exposure to the radioactive element. That's according to a diplomat close to the UN watchdog group. He said the IAEA is looking at a possible reclassification of the radioactive element. Alexander Litvinenko's November 23rd poisoning death in London has sparked an international police inquiry and investigation over his deathbed accusation that Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered him to be killed. The Kremlin has denied being involved in the spy's death. A European Union diplomat says the Litvinenko poisoning may be taken up at the next meeting of a top IAEA advisory panel on nuclear safeguards, scheduled for mid-February. This is your WGNU Global News Update, sponsored by Reasonable Construction.
Stop putting it off.
Reasonable Construction has reasonable pricing to get the work done now. Reasonable Construction can perform all your rehab, repair, and remodeling projects for commercial and residential. 314-382-2200. Reasonable Construction has in-house payments and home improvement loans. They accept all major credit cards. Call today for your free estimate. 314-382-2200. For more information, go to their website, www.reasonableconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then.
Everything the engineer would move, whether the engineer wanted a bite to eat, or let the monkey sit
on. Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers. It has been a year. It has been a year. It's an amazing, amazing thing. It has been a year.
It's been amazing. An amazing year.
An amazing year. A year of struggle, a year of hope. Can we were listening to some of the hip-hop contributions and the contest that out of all the things that have happened in the course of this year, this contest for a statement about this case. Can we cue that up for us, Howard? Now, who is this again?
This is Cash.
This is Cash. Let's hit it.
Really just being a man of action and being about change, period. I'm not here to talk about it. I'm here to do it. And the first and most important thing I could do is use this music for what it was created for. Music was created to raise people's awareness, make people stronger and build each other up. And I didn't start doing what I do for any other reason than to make a difference.
All right, well, make a difference this morning. Show us what you got.
Reggie ain't got no business in jail like Bush in Iraq. That's a fact. He got railroaded like Amtrak. Three black men sentenced to death. Jury all white. Now, you don't need Matlock to tell you the thing, right? Prosecutor Nels Moss turned the trial to a sham. They stuck Reggie with a defense worse than the Rams. Damn, Riffy lied to get off. Without a thought, they got them brothers on death row faster than Tupac. Don't be shocked, ain't no love. Why, Matt Blunt ain't saving them. Him and Francis Slade trying to pay for a stadium. Thomas Cummins murdered two girls and got away. Don't let them kill Reggie like they killed Marlon Gray. I'ma ship them some dynamite and shovels inside a cake. Send them books by Harry Houdini, How to Escape. Hit these pigs like the Terminator. One man army, I'm a soul rebel. I shoot the sheriff like Bob Marley.
And Liz, if you can hear that to the music, because his was to like a track, and so it was pretty powerful.
Well, I wish you brought the track with you, because we could have done that. Oh my word!
No, what they
up in there? Oh! I like that. I like that. Brought all the guilty parties up in that one. All
ain't
right.
Nobody.
All right. Here. All right. Yeah. Covered everybody. So no, what they had to do was like the DJ puts down a track. They don't even know what the track might be, and they have to do it over the track.
Oh, I
so,
see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ended up actually making up half my material on the spot.
Hush up.
And just knowing that Reggie got to hear that really, you know, means a lot. I'm really glad that
he did.
You know, knows that there's people out here, because honestly, I was upset because a lot of people didn't take this seriously enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel like, unfortunately, you know, due to this society, you know, death is, people are numb to death and people don't appreciate life no more.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just a situation that somebody heard about until somebody you know is in that situation. But it's very real. And, you know, people needed to really care. So
and what I really like about your piece is the fact that It's an educational piece as well. It really, really educates you to the components that have come together to make this wicked, awful, lawless act take place.
Right.
And it also is a call to folks, like if people are listening and don't know who some of the players are, they can be saying, I need to find out about what's going on. Tell me what do you mean about who's Matt Blunt?
Right.
You know, what he have to do with this? And what do you mean what stadium that they paid for?
Right.
I mean, and that's kind of what we're trying to do here, Jamal, is educate people through as many mediums as we can about how wrong the death penalty is.
And before we came and we were in the reception, I told them one of the things.
And Jamala, that's what we're trying to do here.
And you know, just hearing that again reminded me that, as he said, Reggie did get to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It was being aired on KDHX. And he got to hear that. And
mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to do that year in review, because I'm like, yeah, that really like inspired Reggie to know that all of this was going on in his behalf.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's get to a few callers here. Bob, you have a question or comment?
I have both. But first, I want to thank you. That listening to that rap music, that rap he did without music, I could hear what he was saying, and it was beautiful.
Mm.
Everything he put into it was just true to the point. And the only thing I wish is while our babies are being killed here, black and white, for seemingly no reason, and we had a man killed the other day in his little shop for no reason, and we have listened for 2 weeks about a Russian spy being poisoned in London. Who cares if a Russian spy is killed? And we have heard that over and over, but we don't hear anything of importance when our black children or white children are killed without reason. And I'm glad Reggie got to hear that, and I just hope that from here on we can push harder, harder forward when something like this happens to make someone listen to us. Let's get it on all of the news and all the networks. And thank you so much for bringing it to us. And thank Jamal.
Thank you.
And that reminds me of the show that I did yesterday when I talked to the attorney that represented the baby that was murdered and on a videotape. And he talked about how the young people got involved in that case. The babies from Florida A&M. They had a sit-in in Bush's office, the governor of Florida. They had a sit-in in his office. They said, "We're not going to leave until you fire these people and bring charges against these people. We are not moving. They said, "We're going to get up here. We're going to clown. You're not going to get rid of us. We are going to make certain, because we see that this is us too. And we are going to fight." And that's one of them. When I heard Bob saying that, it reminded me of, you got to agitate. We got to agitate out here to make a change.
And you're absolutely right, Liz. And what I think we're seeing on local levels is that kind of agitation that ultimately is going to result in a national agitation. It's one of the things I was hearing when National Action Network person, Reverend Sharpton, was mm-hmm. talking about the shooting in New York and saying that he was going to be pushing the new Democratic Congress to take up this issue, which is now in epidemic proportions, of police violence against people of color, particularly people of African descent. And so that kind of agitation going on in Florida, what we're doing here, what we're doing in New York, in L.A., all of that is helping to push this issue to the fore.
Let me get to another caller here. Caller.
Hello?
Yes. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Yes.
You ready for me?
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Liz, how you doing? My name's Tony. I actually went up to Jeff City to try to get Marlon Gray's clemency when we all of us went up there. But I was wondering, that guy that just got through rapping and the young lady before him, is there any kind of way to get that on audio?
What we are trying to do is one of the things that I'm going to do, I'm going to pull this off and I'm going to give it to some friends of mine that can do that and put some music underneath it, and
mm-hmm.
then we can get that. Can we do that, Jamal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was excellent. I mean, if him and the young lady before him, it really, really touches you, and that is one way to reach not just the youth, but people as a whole is through music. And that's what I want to be bumping on my car stereo and my house stereo.
All right,
so
now.
I applaud them, brothers. And you guys right. take care and keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you much.
All right. And that's the thing. I mean, again, when we talk about the execution of the Justice for Reggie campaign, it has hit so many different levels. I mean, like the brother said, music touches him. Okay, so that touched him in a way. I'm certain that that is special. Other people reading about this case touches them. Other people hearing about how everything is connected to this touches them. This campaign has been run flawlessly. It really has.
And I can't help but, you know, rely on people like Vera and Bishop Thomas, who, when you look in their face and know that they are fighting 24/7 for their son, I mean, you just get totally inspired. And so I have to really sort of get my energy sometimes from looking at them or visiting Reggie, because I know that, you know, it's a lot of other things going on out here that's actually, you know, knocking at the door, all these different issues in terms of education and the lack of black political empowerment. And so this we have to sort of put up in the front, but it's also so many issues that play off of it, is that you can use it to connect the dots with all of the other issues. The situation that you just used, the Illinois situation, it takes me back to an email that I got from a woman who talked about how does she teach her son about what to fear, and she talked about the police and white women. And that's a combination that is a very powerful combination in this country as you talk about raising your black sons. I mean, Danny Glover talked about it when he was here in the studio.
And we're going to share some of that. You know, just, and we can have a whole discussion on teaching your children to fear anything. The cost of teaching your children to fear. You know, I mean, we need to have a conversation about that. But we got to go. But we're going to be back because we're going to have an extra extended hour of Justice for Reggie Thursday. We will be back. Stay with us. Keep your calls on the line. We'll be back. We'll get to you. Stay with us.
I'm the Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't know.
On the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albingar. A senator's life hangs in the balance, and so does the balance of power in the Senate. ABC's Pam Coulter has a story.
A U.S. Capitol physician says Senator Tim Johnson underwent successful brain surgery for what's called an arteriovenous malformation. That's a congenital condition that causes arteries and veins to grow abnormally large. Admiral John Isold said Johnson suffered bleeding in the brain and is recovering without complication. He did not discuss whether Johnson will need more surgery or the long-term outlook. Johnson's wife Barbara's quoted as saying the Johnson family is encouraged and optimistic. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
What if Johnson, a Democrat, can't continue to serve? Political commentator George Will says that would probably have to be Johnson or his family's decision.
Historical precedent suggests that senators will be very reluctant to vote to remove, to unseat the winner of an election because of a physical handicap.
The Democrats have a one-vote majority. A French study said so. Now so does a British one. The accident that killed Princess Diana nearly 10 years ago was just that.
The inquiry, contained in 832 pages of this big blue book, basically burst the bubble of conspiracy theorists everywhere. With one sentence, Lord Stevens, who headed up the inquiry, said there was no conspiracy. This was a tragic accident. The driver of the car was going too fast, and he was drunk. He also discounted claims that Diana was pregnant and that the couple was engaged. However, those who cannot accept the fact that such an extraordinary woman died in such unexceptional circumstances will continue to believe what they want to.
That's ABC's Linda Albin in London. You'll probably hear a lot of babble about Babel in the coming months. The international thriller starring Brad Pitt earned 7 Golden Globe nominations. That's more than any other movie. The Globes will be handed out in January. ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is up 62 points in early going, and the NASDAQ is ahead 25. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons I'm giving Home Depot gift cards this year. Number 3. The thought of gift wrapping a new deck gives me the willies. Number 2, if I give my husband a gift card, our house gets nicer. Sneaky, huh? And number 1, laser level, cordless drill, stud finder. Who can choose? Certainly not me.
A Home Depot gift card is great for everyone on your list. Get them in festive new holiday designs at our gift card center or at homedepot.com. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Okay, honey, this one's for you.
It's a new Tundra!
It only happens once a year. Toyota-thon is on, and your Toyota dealer is the perfect place to unwrap a few of your favorite things.
It's a Corolla!
It's Toyota-thon, the time to save on many of the Toyotas you've been wishing for.
4Runner, with an available 260-horsepower VVT IV8.
This is your opportunity for year-end savings. Check out Camry, Motor Trend 2007 Car of the Year. The Toyota-thon sales event. Hurry, time is running out.
Ray's father is dead. ABC News entertainment correspondent Bill Deal has more on the life and career of actor Peter Boyle, who goes much further resume-wise than just a popular TV sitcom.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to...
Peter Boyle is remembered for many roles, including the tap-dancing monster in Young Frankenstein. In the TV sitcom Everybody Loves Raymond, he was the curmudgeonly father.
I am the king, and now His Majesty will retire to his castle.
Asked about being typecast in some bad guy roles over the years, Boyle once told me,
"No bad guy sees himself as necessarily a bad guy."
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Parents, you may not want to listen to this one. A new study says you don't necessarily need a college education to get a high-paying job. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says demand will be especially strong in the coming year for sales, personal trainers, and transportation workers. Some of these jobs you can make more than $100,000 a year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Attorney General Jay Nixon is taking Ameren UE to court 1 year after the Tomsok Reservoir disaster. Nixon filed suit yesterday against Ameren, seeking compensation and punitive damages for the alleged negligence that led to the reservoir breach. The suit alleges a long history of poor decisions and reckless conduct by Ameren and its employees. A research engineer at the University of Missouri Rolla remembers working on the investigation that followed the breach of Ameren UE's Tomsok Reservoir. David Hoffman investigated the breach on behalf of the university's Natural Hazard Mitigation Institute. He says he was surprised by the gaping hole the breach left. He says that indicated to him that there was something unusual about the ultimate failure of the reservoir. Attorney General Jay Nixon yesterday filed suit against Ameren, seeking compensation and punitive damages for alleged negligence that led to the breach. There's no word yet on a plan to choose a replacement for outgoing University of Missouri System President Elson Floyd. Floyd was introduced yesterday as the new president of Washington State University. The University of Missouri Board of Curators will hold its regularly scheduled meeting in Columbia today and tomorrow. Finally this hour, Gateway Christian Church is putting on a free event to get the community in the Christmas spirit. The church will be hosting its second annual Christmas at Gateway Dickens Festival. Gateway's Associate Minister Carl Shand says the event will offer a variety of activities.
There'll be wreath making, there'll be old-time candle dipping, there'll be old-time carnival games that have been
set up and prizes that are going to be available through that. There'll be gingerbread house making, ornament making, just a ton of things that are going to be available for families, for kids, for anybody that wants to be involved.
All of the activities will be centered around a Victorian village featuring buildings 16 feet high and 120 feet long built on the church parking lot. Call 314-821-2156 for more information. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Advil. You don't need different pain relievers for different pains. Wherever you hurt, Advil works, the every pain reliever. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis. Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by TomTom. Eastbound 44 at 141 is a disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked. Southbound 67 on the ramp to 94. Look for road construction. As a matter of fact, there are a number of areas that have road construction going on. So just use caution to slow down through those work zones. Other than that, the only other thing to report is all your final push into the downtown area as a result of the last-minute rush hour commute into downtown. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny by the afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 40 for Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 60s, and Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are currently sitting at 49 degrees. Lambert Field has 51 in clouds. Stay tuned for an extended version of Justice for Reggie with Jamala Rogers and Liz Brown. Is up next on the award-winning Wake Up Call. I'm Howard Morton. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim
my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to an extended version of A Justice for Reggie Thursday. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and it's been a year. It's been a year since the kickoff of the Justice for Reggie campaign. And we're here to take a little trip down, a little walk down memory lane, as your newsletter puts it, a year of struggle, a year of hope. 1-877-920-WGNU. Let me get to a couple of callers here. Montega.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I heard everything you guys have been playing. It doesn't seem like it's been a year. I just went too fast. But thank you. Thank you for everything that you've been doing. Thank you for supporting the campaign. And thanks to all the artists that did participate in the competition.
And you're talking about the wonderful hip-hop competition that we had.
Absolutely. Cash and Thunder were both artists that I never expected to be willing to engage in this. And although that was part of the challenge of this, there's a lot of people in hip-hop that always talk about engaging in these type of struggles, but actually stepping in to participate. For them to do that was extraordinary. And once again, I want to extend my thanks to them.
And so, Montega, what else can we do to challenge the hip-hop community to get in, stay involved? I know that that was a piece that we did to sort of as an entree. But, you know, we still need those petitions. These are young people that are going out, that are performing, that are talking about the issues, and still included maybe not just Reggie's situation, but other social justice issues. So how can we continue to keep them involved?
Yeah, absolutely right. Thankfully, there are artists that actually are stepping up right now. There's actually one artist that actually did a video and a song around the Katrina issue, and it's extraordinary.
Mm.
That's one we probably need to bring into the fold, see if we can do more with them. There are artists that are actually speaking specifically about Reggie's case around town,
mm-hmm.
and it's shocking because every time I see them, they're asking me what's going on.
Okay.
So they're willing to be engaged. It's just creating the venues, inviting them to participate in the venue.
So then am I hearing from you that we need another contest out here?
That could be it. We may need another contest. We may just need to start staging more events.
Very good.
Putting them on the stage.
Absolutely. Montega, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Take care. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with some more of our conversation. We're going to get to also some voices from the past year. Danny Glover.
Absolutely. That was a big one.
That was a big one. National attention. Danny Glover in the studio here to talk about this. And we're going to hear some of that and take some more of your calls. Stay with us. This is an extra special hour of Justice for Reggie. We're taking a look at the year. It's been a year. It's been a year. Stay with us. Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day.
today. The heat is on. The blanket drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis.
Sponsored by Reasonable Construction. Stop putting it off.
St. Anthony of Padua Church will be holding a Christmas concert on Friday at 7 p.m. The concert will feature the Sisters of St. Joseph Singers and the St. Louis Wind Symphony. Tickets are $5. The show is sponsored by the Carondelet Community Betterment Federation. For more information, call 314-752-6339. Something musical for the holidays from WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Only this is Justice for Reggie Thursday extended version because we are celebrating a year. This campaign was kicked off a year ago. I am here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, it's amazing.
It's amazing. And one of the reasons that I'm glad we're doing this, Liz, is just for the reason that Montega said. Now, he's out there with the hip-hop community, folks. He's saying they're still performing Reggie stuff, and I don't know that. I mean, so hearing that makes me feel like really we sort of put that out there, and it's on a life, taking a life of its own. And so, so really, you know, having people call in to talk about what they've done or what they've heard or what they've seen being done, I think really helps us to fill in the gap because we do want to have a more complete picture of how the Reggie Clemens campaign has touched people, how people have been involved and what they've done to really advance the goals of the campaign.
And let's take one of the things that we did with this campaign. We had Danny Glover came to town, and that was a big one. That was a big deal that you have national attention brought to this one case. And I one of the questions that we asked Danny Glover was why he wanted to be involved with and connected to this case. And Howard, can we cue that up, please? Because I want people to understand why he came to town. And it's a big deal that he chose this case to be part of.
Well, there are two ways of separating, you know, my motives for coming here. Mm-hmm. One sense is that the appalling injustice around the case of Reginald Clemens, and of course the other is that in the people who love him, Vera Thomas mm-hmm. and Reverend Ronaldo Thomas, mm-hmm. you find committed people.
Oh yes.
And who've used by the sheer faith in justice, and by the extraordinary energy, have moved this forward in
it's
bringing people. It's an astonishing
it really
story
is.
In itself. That here are parents who, given every breath and every aspect of themselves, to bringing justice to their for their child.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, of course, that those are the dynamics that bring me here. First of all, and I see a community in which people have a different expectation of themselves in the fight for Reggie's life.
What do you mean?
And often a community, power is maintained by reducing people's expectation of themselves and their ability to challenge power and their ability both collectively and personally. And what I see is a community that is poised to challenge what is happening here, that sees the Reginald Clemens case as something singular, but much part of a much more complex situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm moved by that. This has the ability of bringing or having to intersect between young people,
mm-hmm.
Who are young black men who are constantly at risk. Also, the faith community.
Mm-hmm.
It also has the opportunity to bring the business community together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see the convergence of all these communities around the simple dynamic of justice. And the other thing that brings me here, and it brings me a lot of places, because I'm afraid. And when I contextualize my fear, mm-hmm. is that I sit and see young men every day. I come into contact with them, and I try to look in their eyes, and I try to look in their hearts, and say, "Look here, man, you're the most important and most valuable thing we got.
Mm-hmm.
You're our future here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a 2-year-old grandson, so I look in his eyes, and I know that it's only a short period of time." That he 16 years from now
he'll be out here mm-hmm.
you know, but before the 16 years, within that 16 years, he's going to be confronted, he's going to be challenged, somebody's going to confront him,
mm-hmm.
a police officer's going to confront him, he's going to be tall, he's going to be passionate, he's going to be present,
mm-hmm.
and there are people who want to diminish his presence, and that's why I'm out here. And that's why I'll always be out here,
mm-hmm.
because of that, you know. Because as I said before, last night, the relationship of what has happened to Reggie Clemens could have been my father,
mm-hmm.
as it could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
It has been to some degree, in some ways, but not to this point, my brothers, my nephews. It could be my grandson,
mm-hmm.
as well. And I'm not I make no objections. My success is irrelevant. What has happened to me is irrelevant in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened to me is an aberration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of the persons that got out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it? What I'm talking about? I'm talking about how do we define who we are in terms of all of us, not just a few of us that get out of it.
And when we look at the Reggie Clemens case, it's almost like, and I say this all the time, it's almost like a perfect storm of all of the wrong things that can go wrong in a death penalty case, with corrupt prosecutors, with the race issue, with police brutality.
Yeah.
It's like everything, because a lot of death penalty cases, some have the corrupt prosecution. Some of are an ambitious prosecutor that's willing to lie. Some of them have police brutalities. But this one, this case, has every single one of those elements. It's a perfect teaching moment, isn't it?
It's a perfect teaching moment. And you can go back and you say, what would have, if you had had a brilliant lawyer, a lawyer, a team of lawyers at the beginning, who were able to bring out all of the information, who were able to position the case and what is happening here, who were able to just tell the truth. Who's going to get at the truth here? The fact is that
nobody tried to get this case.
But the fact is that does killing someone absolve us from getting at the truth of what is happening here, and saying that the truth is inconclusive? We don't know. But do we always have to have somebody else to die because we don't know the truth? You know,
and
or we don't accept the truth, or we don't want to pursue the truth? You know.
And we talked a little bit before in the last hour about bringing the connect up of young people into this issue. You just said that a few minutes ago.
Hold it right there, Howard. Hold it right there. And Jamala, it's like almost like I was taking notes for a course that a lecture that I am listening to. I am, and for those of you that are just joining us, that we're doing a year anniversary of the Justice for Reggie campaign, and that was those were the words of Danny Glover when he came into town, and on behalf of this campaign, and I'm struck by a number of things that he said in just that little short piece. To hear a grown man who is wealthy, to hear a grown man who is famous.
Successful,
who is a celebrity in a celebrity-driven culture, a man who has access to all kinds of other celebrities and the power that comes with being a celebrity in a celebrity-driven culture, and he has money, and he has a family, and he has all those things, and to hear that man say, "I am afraid." I mean, that is a striking point for me in terms of what it is like to be here in America as a person of African descent. He has all of the so-called protections that this society, if you are a famous, rich celebrity, done and done in America. Done and done. You got everything. But he's afraid. And he's not afraid of having his water turned off or his heat turned off. He's afraid of whether or not he can continue to live in this society. That's deep.
That's pretty profound. And I think when he talked about how to look at the Reggie Clemens case in the context of everything that's going on in this country really struck me as well. Because we've done this, Liz, through the many shows, is to really peel back the layers of injustice, and you find so much rotten stuff there. And the more you peel, the more rotten stuff you find. And so it really does compel you to say, I need to be standing for something. I need to be standing for something. I mean, here's a man that could pursue his career, and that's that. But he's taking on human rights as a part of...
Because he understands.
He understands.
Because he understands that, because I can think I'm going to just pursue my career, but I'm still trying to hail a taxi out here and nobody picking me up.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And as he said, that's an inconvenient piece of racism. There's a bigger one going on right here.
There's a big one.
There's a bigger one going on. We are having a conversation on the year anniversary of the Justice for Reggie campaign. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. We'll be back. Stay with us. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. Let's get your shop on. Let's get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. My name is Liz Brown. Holiday season is upon us. I know you have shopping to do, and sometimes you just don't know what you're going to give. That's okay. Get down to Sears and get a gift card. Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. They have washers and dryers and refrigerators and dishwashers and tractors and treadmills. They have every single thing that you need to make your home a palace and to give a wonderful gift this holiday season. Get on down to Sears and tell them I told you to.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track.
At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hello, this is Liz Brown, and the heat is on. The third annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is this Friday. You can drop your blankets off starting at 6 a.m. this Friday at the station here at 265 Union, or come on down to 3035 Bell Carver House, because that's where we will be broadcasting live. It's on, folks. It's time to drop your blankets off. And if you can't make it on Friday, feel free to drop your blankets off here at the station at 265 Union. We're open 24 hours a day. The heat is on. The blanket drive is this Friday. I'll see you there.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Justice for Reggie Thursday. This is a special two-hour edition of Justice for Reggie Thursday. I am here with Jamala Rogers, and we are taking a walk down a year of the Justice for Reggie campaign. And Jamala, we were sharing with the audience our interview with Danny Glover, but it hasn't just been Danny Glover. We've had an amazing year of interviews of different folks. Talk to us about some of the people that have been on the show.
Well, one of the things that we said early on, Liz, and I'm glad that you insisted upon it, is that to put Reggie in the context of all the other wrongs that are happening in the criminal justice system, and particularly the death penalty system. And so we have people who have done research around various elements of that arena. We've had victims of that. We've had an array of folks. So, for example, even last week, because people, I guess because that's fresh, we had Saul Kassin talking about false confessions, and that was pretty powerful. I think we knew that folks sort of get forced to confess, but he kept talking about the fact that a lot of folks keep saying, I would never confess to something I didn't do, particularly murder.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we've tried to do with the show is to educate people so that wherever they are in this process, they're better informed. So if you're a juror, you're better informed in terms of what to look for, how to behave. And we've had people talk about the jury system. We've had people on the defense end come in and talk about it. We've had people who have our murder victim families talk about what it's like for them to have gone through that and that there is no closure. We've had exonerated. We've had several exonerated from Missouri come on. Johnny Briscoe. We've had Steve Tony. We've had legislators who are crafting legislation that includes both on the state and local level. And so I can't help but believe that the sort of energy that has come out of the campaign is what allowed us to have the moratorium resolution that was unanimously passed by the Board of Aldermen. So,
and that's the other piece of it. And one of the things that we haven't really tracked, Jamal, and I really think that we both should put our heads together and track this, because there have been a number of unprecedented events that have taken place on the issue of the death penalty in just this last year.
Just this last year.
When we talk about the fact that Missouri cannot execute right now because there's a moratorium on it because of the court case that has been filed of cruel and unusual, we have had a doctor revealed who, and they never reveal the doctors of death anywhere in the country. You don't know their names. He has been revealed, and the truth has been told about him. We've had, when we talk about the other types of issues that have happened, when you have things like the Texas reducing the number of people on death row, there have been some very significant things that are happening on this issue in 1 year.
In 1 year. And I think that we really do have to say that knowledge is power.
Mm.
And the more people know about the death process, the more unwilling they are to execute people. And so the role of wrongful executions or wrongful convictions and DNA exonerated have had a really compelling impact on this case. But one of the things I remember Dr. Sam Gross saying at one of the conferences here, he said as powerful as a wrongful execution is or a wrongful conviction that puts somebody on death row, there's far, probably quadruple the cases of folks who are wrongfully convicted and incarcerated. So you know if somebody's on death row wrongfully convicted because of all of the elements, as you say, that the perfect storm of, you know, gross, you know, misconduct by a prosecutor, woefully inadequate, you know, attorney representation, racism on the part of the jury, racism on the part of the police who get you there. All of that is pushing people into that system who have no recourse. So we don't even have a system that has the ability to correct itself along the way. And so we got plenty of people who are unjustly incarcerated, and that would probably
huge periods of time.
Huge periods.
And I just have to share a really quick story just about how the system works. I got a call from a man who was talking about he was driving in Clayton, and he was in his van with the mother of his children and his children. A white woman made a U-turn and crashed into the side of his van. There happened to be a cop, a Clayton cop detective, that was already at the scene, or happened to be at the scene. He gets out of the truck. His babies are on the sidewalk because some of them are injured. The mother is comforting the children. The white woman gets out of her car. The cop walks over to the white woman and says, "Are you all right? Okay, are you all right?" Never says any of that to the black family, that children that are sitting there injured. He walks up to the cop and says, "Well, we're not all right, but thanks for asking." So talk to the cop, and the cop didn't ask them any questions at all. The other cop comes on the scene. They're all talking to the white blonde woman over here and her car who made the U-turn that crashed into this car. My friend, the ambulance came. The mother and the kids went to the hospital. He went home on the Metrolink. He was talking to a friend of his and said, "The cop gave you the information about her car, her insurance. You need to go back and get the information from her to make sure that that's the correct information." He turns around, comes back to the scene. The husband or the boyfriend or whatever of the woman is now at the scene. The cops and her are still all out there talking. And remember, she made a U-turn. Cop says to the black guy, "I'm going to cite her for making a U-turn." And they're all talking. He gets the information from her, and it turns out to be different than the information that the cop gave him.
Uh-huh.
Then he gets the police report a few days later. Police report says it's he contributed to this, and there was no U-turn that she made. She was just trying to cross the street.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's about the whole
race. And that was a simple thing. That wasn't even a criminal case.
It wasn't a criminal
case.
That was a
moving vehicular case.
She made a U-turn. The police report now reflects that she just drove across the street, and he cited the black guy for not having insurance, which he did, not having proof of insurance, which he did. They cited the babies that they never talked to, but for not being in child support seats, and they said that he was speeding, and that's the reason why the accident occurred.
And these are occurrences that are not abnormal. I mean, these occurrences that happen every day.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've tried to do with the Reggie Thursdays is to educate people, arm you with information so that when you, first of all, in cases like that, he had no way of preventing it.
Mm-mm.
But in some cases, we can prevent ourselves from having unnecessary drama when we come into the court system or when we get confronted by the police, and we talked about that. Like, one is remaining quiet, silent.
Okay, don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Talk to my lawyer.
I have nothing to say to you, and even though I'm innocent, I still am not going to talk to you.
And don't go to that child place of submission. Don't go to that child place of I can, or that grown place of saying, I can explain my way out of this. Shut your mouth. You have nothing to say. Talk to my lawyer.
And remember, Saul Kasson talked about that. He he used that word. We become childlike in the presence of police and an authority figures like that. It's a very intimidating process, and particularly when somebody's got a gun on their hip.
Absolutely.
So to me, Liz, the bottom line is that we know this system is corrupt. Some of us do. But we've spent the last year, like I said, of really peeling back those layers so that people could see how truly ugly it is, and that there are times
and
when
lawless.
It can't correct itself.
That's right.
And you become a victim.
That's right.
Like, I don't know how this brother is going to fare in this. He's going to have to get an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
That's money.
Mm-hmm.
Money that he hadn't planned
That's
on spending.
Right. That's right. And also understand that at the very get-go, everybody was against you solely because of the color of your skin. Solely because of the color. Didn't even ask about the babies. Ask about, are you okay?
And she's out and about, and the kids are there on the sidewalk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me get to a caller here. Walter.
Yes, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning to you and your guest.
Jamala Rogers.
Yes.
Thank you.
I was listening to Danny Glover there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, can there be a movie done already about the injustice that ever happened?
Well, that's a question, isn't it?
It is a question, and there's a young man that's actually doing a documentary to the best he can because he doesn't have access to Reggie, but he certainly has done a number of interviews. In fact, the sister of Tom Cummins was in town, and he went and got an interview from her. Now, she wrote this book, help me out here, Something in the Sky. It's supposed to be her version of what happened.
And she wasn't there. Mm-hmm.
And so he was able to go there to the book signing and get some quotes from her. So there's somebody that's doing that, and I would suspect that there's other people who have the idea to do it.
Okay.
It is a fascinating story, and probably it could be a script for made for TV drama, really.
Absolutely. 1-877-920.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number.